Okay, continuation of budget meeting October 2013.
Okay, so we just finished up the laundry. Vance, you still with us?
Hey, yeah, no, I'm here. Oh. I have to unmute.
Okay. So we were on the porta potty issue, so.
Yeah.
So someone, you're going to have Paul?
Paul's going to check on buying one, see what they cost. They also need to find out how much they're trying to pump it out.
Okay, right. So we need prices on.
Well, I'm guessing it's $100 for them to come and pump it out. If they do it twice in the summer, if we had our own.
Each of those holding tanks are quantified by how many people can use them every day to how full they get. So if we kind of have an idea of what they'll hold, how many people per, you know, need to hold 300 people.
Now, why is it, where's the 600 coming from?
That's from what she told me that the girl's going to charge this year.
$600?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Was she cutting us the deal before, or what? Why?
No, we were doing it before.
Right.
We paid $400 for 2 years, for two porta potties, right?
Yeah. And no, well, or $300 was it, for two porta potties?
Well,
potties
if we're at $300 and I do it ourselves, wouldn't it be easier just to do it that way? Okay. So we just leave it at $300?
Well, yeah, it was $400. In 2012, it was $400.
That was for two of them.
That was for two.
Right. So we switched to one for $300, and I do the main.
Triple our cost. Mm-hmm. All right, so check in to buy one, then also check pricing if we maintain it.
Right.
All right, we got that. Okay. Supplies. Store supplies would really be store inventory.
Cool.
We don't call that supplies. And, you know, anything for resale, you don't have to pay tax on. Does your Costco where you go get stuff, too, they charge tax on food?
We pay tax.
We pay tax because we're not retail.
We pay, but you're a non-profit. You should
well,
have
I guess,
a letter.
I guess we could, but we have to claim.
We're just going to still can reimburse for what we what our expenses were to purchase these products so that people can have them and have them for the show.
I'd like to bring up something here that I don't think we've been following for years. That really, we're a nonprofit organization, but that doesn't mean we don't need the money because we all know that we need the money.
Yeah.
This is one of those categories where it comes down to us as a real business and have real income coming off this, or we run it as a nonprofit and just enough to make to get by. So if we're happy with the budget as it is as far as the income that we make per year and the expenses that we have per year, then we let it go as is like we've been doing. If we want to have increase our bottom line, increase our profit, increase the money, and having the same expenses we do now, we run it as a business. And this is an easy example of what I'm talking about here. This will come into play with the cabins. This comes into play with the store.
Yeah.
Normally, typically, if you're going to buy insider information, if I go to Costco business or I order my candy from my distributors, I'm going to mark it up 2 times to 2.5 times. This is the normal retail what people do now because I'm a tourist place. I get away with 2.5 times. Here, you can't get away with 2.5 times.
Oh, are you kidding?
No.
I mark it up a lot.
2.5 times because I remember we went through the candy that I brought up and we went through it. Oh, no. But two times minimum.
Candy bars, I do 2 times.
Good.
So off is probably 3 times.
Good.
Because
it's
a dollar a can. Water is astronomical. And I even started buying good waters like that, and we still get over double.
Yeah, I buy my waters for like 46 cents a bottle, so if I'm in the case of 36, I sell them for $2 each.
Well, I think about when I go to buy the things that go in the store, I figure out how much it is per each, you know, for each one and what I can get out of it. If I can't get, I just want to put a blanket dollar on ice cream. If I can't get a dollar out of whatever ice cream it is, I don't buy it.
Good. So let's stick with the 2 times markup on anything that you buy at the store. And it also comes into play with the cabin. If it costs us $50 for them to use that cabin for the day, it should cost $100 to rent it for the day. And I'm just pulling a number out of the air. Number. But there has to be some kind of way on return that we're not having to spend our money to accommodate other people for their pleasure. It's a business, or we consider it not a business and run it flat like it is.
$50 a day to run a canvas.
Okay, but for instance, Grant's analysis he did before, there's a huge difference between what they're paying out now to send those to spend a night or week in a cabin versus what we charge. $50 compared to what propane we use. It's something to keep in mind. I just want to bring it up now because
are you talking about members staying in cabins?
Everybody.
Okay, members staying in cabins. You have to remember that their assessments cover them for 2 weeks in a cabin.
Give them the right to do that, but they have to cover the cost.
It costs $50 for their reservation fee.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't say automatically get.
They get 2 weeks, but that doesn't mean that covers the cost of that cabin time and the use of that cabin. It's part of the benefits of having a membership,
right,
of being an owner here. Okay. But that doesn't mean that that's.
Okay.
I just some numbers. These are straightforward, simple numbers. If you are right now a cabin, okay, and this has nothing to do with you, the three of you. It's just you are here because of this. It costs us $46,000 a year for the cabin alone, if we're to count your guys' salary and your salary into it. Okay?
Uh-huh.
That's the reason we have employees. You guys spend most of your time cleaning, maintaining, doing everything for the cabin. Is that correct or not?
I do.
Well, because we're maintaining water systems and doing all this other stuff.
Roads too.
All of that, all of that money goes into the cabin. And here's the breakdown. All right? You got maintenance, which I put $5,500. You got laundry, which is $2,000. You got trash, $275. Now, I'm not saying we wouldn't generate trash anyway. We have activities that are directly involved in doing that. We got administrative costs, $11,500. We got management costs, $23,500. We got payroll expenses, $250. We got summer help, $450. I'm just using round numbers here. And we pay propane, and our propane costs are $8,000 a year. All of that propane, with the exception of the ranch house, directly involves the cabin. Okay?
Yeah.
So if you add all that up, it comes up to $51,750. Now, if you take away the reservation fee and what we made in rent last year, you take $6,000 off of that, come up with $45,000. $750 or $46,000 a year to operate those cabins.
So the last point again. After you take off the you start at $51,000 of cost.
The total I read off of $51,750.
Okay.
Then I take off $6,000 because we've made $5,400 in reservation fees.
Okay.
And we made $620
in rental.
This last year.
So we have 45.
So that's $45,750 or rounded it to $46,000 to make the math easy. Okay, based upon the numbers you guys provided before, is how many members a year use the cabin? Not just the cabin.
Not the number of times.
No. I just want to know the number of members. And the numbers that I got were if it's between 75 and 80. Members. So I just use 75 because it makes the math easy.
Right.
We have 75 members who use the cabins. Out of that 75 members, it means they got 2 cabin weeks each of the members. That's 150 cabin weeks a year. All right. Now, I know that we don't have the cabins full and all this and that.
Yeah,
it's
all general.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. All right. How many cabin weeks do we actually have a year? Roughly the same number. We have 10 cabins. We have 10 cabins operating through from mid-May, May, June, July, August, September. All right. And roughly 150 cabin days a year times 10. So that's 1,500 cabin days a year. All right. and then, but if you break that down into weeks, what works out, well, I'll put it all down on paper and send it to you, but what it works out is that when a member, like, say, for example,
21 weeks.
If I pay my dues every year, and I never use debts, and somebody else pays their dues but does use the cabin, it's costing us $46,000 a year to run those cabins. Okay? Now, I personally don't have a problem with that. Up to this point, up to and including this point, let's take away what it costs me. Let's take away the logical part of this and say, what am I willing to pay to maintain these cabins for a year? As a member who doesn't use them, if I'm paying $475 a year in dues, which I am, and I'm going to say we have essentially five different areas of things that we need to cover. We got the cabins, we have roads, we have water, we have fencing, we have miscellaneous.
Administrative,
which is
that includes administrative.
That includes everything. What I'm saying is that if you take, I didn't even include phone costs or anything else into the cabin expense.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm just saying these are all costs. How much money? $46,000 a year, and let's take that off the top. Let's just say that I'm willing to pay $100 a year for the cabins. That's $30,000 for the membership. There's, for me, I think that additional $16,000 ought to be covered by the people who are using it, but that's me. But then when you start adding this up and you go, okay, how much money did we spend on road buses? And I'm not talking about the money that we, you know, just spent, but on average, how much money do we spend on roads every year? Not nearly as much as we spend on the cabin.
You're right.
And every member,
a third.
Well, I mean, I you can break this down into real, you know, careful stuff.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, we enormous amount of money on the cabins. In comparison to the amount of money we spend on the roads and on the other things. Now, I have no problem paying for the cabins. I have no problem paying for you guys' salaries. I think that these things can all work together. But if we're looking at Joe, like Jody says, and we're running this place as a business.
Yeah, if you start doing it that way, that probably changes everything.
Yeah.
It does. So that kind of has to come into play.
You
like,
have to decide
which way are we going to go.
What your mindset is going to be. Yeah. And right now, the mindset is not that we're a profitable business. I mean, it can certainly be that, but do you remember? Do you want that?
Well, yes and no. Yes, in the sense, I would like to see the cabin become self-sustaining.
That would mean renting them out.
What I would like to see happen with the cabin is this. I'm willing to pay.
Mm-hmm.
$500 a year into the cabins. I have no problem with it. But we need to make up, for me, self-sustaining is, somewhere or other, we need to come up with $16,000 a year, minimum, to cover the cost of those cabins. Above and beyond what my contribution is. How do we do that? We can do it one of two ways. We can either charge the people who use the cabins more, and it works out roughly to be about $100 per week,
mm-hmm,
for each of their...
On top of the 50.
Okay. It works out to be about $100 per week or a little over $10 a day to stay in the cabin. That will cover that $16,000. Or we make an effort to start renting them out more. But then that could... If you add my problem with that is then that reduces the cabin time that a member could use.
Mm-hmm.
Say, for example, you have them all rented. Right now, a member can call up and say, Linda, can I use the cabin? And you'll go, hey, yeah, I got a cabin available. if we're renting them out aggressively, there might not be time available.
Yeah.
So there's a convenience factor there. The other part about renting them out, and the other part for me about renting them out, and we've glossed over this like crazy, but if we have insurance, innkeeper insurance, which covers us for something that's going to happen for a non-member, non-friend of a member, non-nothing, saying, you know, we're essentially acting as innkeepers. Okay? I don't know the law about it. I don't know what kind of insurance we'd have to cover to do that. I don't know if we even need it. I don't know. So all I'm saying is...
there would be more, definitely be more expensive if we were going to be renting not too much. That changes the whole thing.
I don't want to place an additional burden on a member to stay in the cabin, on the one hand. But on the other hand, if we didn't do anything else and they started paying $12 a day or whatever it is to stay in those cabins, and we had an additional $16,000 a year that we could put back into roads or something else, I think it would be fair. You know, I just think it would be more fair. I don't want to make it burdensome and stay in the cabin. I mean, it's a complex amalgam of thoughts and everything else that goes on in this thing. And we got to try to be fair to everybody.
Well, and the thing is, too, what you get to the point of where there's, like, I guess it's called planning. Where you reach the point where, okay, we make the cost based on a certain amount that it wouldn't cover the cost of the cabin, but it would be closer than what we are now. It wouldn't be out of extra income. It would be adding extra income, but it would be to cover the cost of the cabin. But then, yeah, you put that out there to someone, a family, and they say it's going to cost you $10 a day, but I'm like, I'm not going to do that.
Right. And we know who
has
it.
They definitely do. Yeah. And I'm like, so, and then if it happens, that, well, I'm not going to pay $10 a day, which is really worth $10 a day. Then we get into the diminishing demand of the cabin. And then you get into diminishes to 50%. Then you close some of the cabins. It might not be, I don't want to say profitable.
Venture, but it won't necessarily be a viable venture, though. I think it's defeat itself. Well, it could, but at the same time, then maybe we shouldn't have it. Well, if it's not, you don't stay in the cabin, your friends do. You have your place, and you guys don't stay in the cabin, your family members, and your friends. So how important is it to you that the ranch maintain the cabins for you instead of trying to go about creating an income?
Because I'm like rent. I don't mind paying my portion even though I don't use them, you know, because I don't want to put anybody out. So if it was an extra $100 a year, I wouldn't mind.
But you can stay at $100 a week. Per owner, not how many lots you have. Per owner. So you can pay $100, but so Pearl holds $100, Dale holds $100. I don't know how many official owners.
No. That $100 is on based upon the number of lots.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's $300 a lot. I mean, each lot, if you break it down, each lot would, $100 out of each lot would go directly into the cabins, and we try to cover that other money. We have to make a decision here. Is this a business, or is this an association?
And yeah. Well, if we change it, what does it do to our tax structure?
My thing is, and I know that this is not a popular thing, and I'm not by any way, shape, or form suggesting we do it. And that is our business.
No.
We might be a not-for-profit corporation. Well, we're not a business. We're not in the business to make money.
But every nonprofit has to make enough money to cover the cost.
If you're a business, then I'd like to open
Okay, let's back up a little bit because I think we're a little bit confused. When I said we're gonna, if we want to be a business, that just means cover our costs. Doesn't mean we're gonna go commercial. Doesn't mean we're gonna rent the outside world. If we rent the outside world, we have a whole new dish of problems that are gonna go on. And I'd rather not see us go that way because we're gonna have more repairs to be done. Yeah. So I'm not talking that way. I'm just talking treat our money business wise. Do we want to cover our costs, or are we gonna give this stuff away? But it's not going to change our tax structure. I'm not talking about putting an ad up in the local tourist newspaper saying we're renting, whatever, whatever. I'm just saying we either cover our costs or we run a deficit. And when we run a deficit on the cabins, we spend more on the cabins, like you said, than we do anything else here at the ranch, when roads are really more important than anything else here, and water. So if we run it like a business, that means we're trying to be accountable for the money that comes in to cover those realms that aren't covered in the budget, or try to make to at least meet them, to sustain them at a cost that will be effective for us being able to rent them and for members to be able to afford it, so still want to rent them. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying go commercial. So with the business aspect in mind, do we want to keep giving it away, or do you want to see about trying to increase that so we can cover the cost?
I think when we have had better years to cover the cost is when we have motorcycles, accidents, when we have the we charge cabins. If people are renting in that way, we charge them $95 a month.
It's still a regular retail rate.
Yeah. And it's still assigned to a member's assessments. I mean, not their assessments. Their
time.
Yeah, their attendance. Thank you. Their cabin time. It's still assigned to a member. So we're making $95. And I don't know if it's six cabins, three, or the number one, it's $145.
That's it. We don't do enough of those a year to cover this cost.
We haven't actively tried to.
Yeah, and again, the more we do, the more we get in, the more issues come up as far as liability issues and also maintenance and repair issues, because they're not going to take care of it the way we would take care of it. Do we have, when they come in and rent outside people, do they get a damage waiver and damage they have to pay for, a signing agreement? So that's another thing we're going to need to do. So probably haven't had anything. We should have a legal document that they sign people from outside that aren't members that sign saying what they would pay for if they damage it. If they damage stuff while they're here or take stuff while they're here.
Isn't he a member who signed?
Yeah.
But
in a court of law, if it came down to it, the member says, I'm not going to pay for it, I wasn't there, then we have a paper trail to go back to the original person that was there.
Well, think about the other places.
Well, there's many.
Fish.
Yeah.
Every year we put fish in the pond. We used to charge for them. I know we never made any money back on it. I know. I don't mind paying for fish. I don't mind that at all, because you know, you watch people up there fishing, you see kids up there catching fish. I think that's great.
They're having a ball, yeah.
But it's one of those expenses. We have corporations, the profit, you know, for profit. Obviously not. We're a not-for-profit corporation, and so the burden is going to fall onto us one way or the other. So in Brent's world, the beauty of being on a fixed income, so to speak, and surprisingly, you felt extremely generous. I thought we were going to increase it all. But being on a fixed income, I have one of two choices. I can either overspend what I make or what comes in, or I can not spend as much money. Which is how I choose to do it. So I look at it and I go, when we're going down these numbers here, and that's why it really bothers me when we check based upon historical data, for example, 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, we can say, okay, let's look at this and we know that this can be roughly here. And we didn't plug that number in, but what I want to look at is, okay, where can we save money? All right? Now, so you start going down this thing and you go, okay, where can we save money? And I honestly believe that's how we should approach these budget things, not projecting, you know, go through, project costs, yes,
yeah,
but go down here and say, okay, we can save money. Now, you guys already know what my stance is on a couple of things, and I'm just jumping ahead here, okay? But I'm down here jumping ahead, and I go, President Salvador, you know, I mean, I'm absolutely opposed to paying somebody to Salvador. And that should make no, I make no bones about it. Let's see this.
Yeah.
There's another one that jumped out of me. Okay. What, see. Well, obviously the fencing one, but that's another discussion. See, fencing is one of those things that we are eventually going to get to the point, if we spend money every year on fencing, we're going to eventually get to the point where all we're going to have to do is maintain.
That's how.
Okay. As long as we have a reasonable fencing plan. We're not just keep adding fencing to stuff. But we look at this stuff. This one here. So we're projecting fuel usage, and we go, okay, now that we're doing our laundry here, we're going to save fuel.
No. Fuel's going to go up because you're going to be using the dryer.
It's
our propane expense will go up slightly.
Well, that's what I meant. That has a fuel propane, yes.
You know, but our gasoline expense will go down.
Yes.
And because propane is less expensive than gasoline, and because that dryer doesn't use an hour's worth of drying nearly as much gasoline as that truck should drive to and from town. You know,
you're also using gasoline to run the truck.
Are you guys using it? It will not run off this whole lot?
It will. And there's days where, you know, we're not getting a lot in.
I realize that, but when I did all the calculations on this, part of the calculation for saving money was that we were going to just do laundry on sunny days, unless we had to,
mm-hmm.
or we were going to do laundry when we're running the big generator. You know, we're going to try to make things work around that.
So then I might as well go to Kayla's, because I have to do laundry. I try to be considerate of people staying in this cabin, you know, before I'll start the generator. We didn't have enough sun this summer. There was days and days and days and days and weeks that I couldn't do laundry.
I understand that, but for example, today. I mean, I realize you're here in the meeting, but we could be doing laundry here today with the solar power. My point is that during the, you know, this is been an off year. We've had more clouds this summer.
Where did that come from? I'm sorry.
We've had more clouds this summer than before. But on an average summer, we could be doing that without spending money on gasoline.
Right.
And that was the whole idea behind doing the laundry here, was not spending money on gasoline, you know.
Well, and as we do that, like right now, Brent, the numbers won't show the benefit of that versus going into town, because we need to get a year under our belt of doing it to see how it affects those numbers.
I know.
But here's the thing,
you got to remember, every time that white truck goes,
yeah,
it uses about 10 gallons of gasoline. If you count the trip in, the running around, and the trip back. Okay, it's about 10 miles a gallon, 80 mile round trip. you know, just calculate 100 miles dry every time you go into town. Mm-hmm. What's the cost of a gallon of gas? $3.50
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what our gas...
$3.67
No, what's our gas cost?
$3.67
Okay. All right, so we're paying 30-something, almost $40 every time that truck goes to town. All right? And admittedly, we can run that generator how long, Nancy? For
2 days.
2 days. And that's 5 gallons of gas?
I don't know. It's 4. Yeah. I don't know what 4 and I haven't been able to get 5 in there.
4 gallons.
Okay. Well, anyway, my point is that we start looking at ways we can cut costs and still get everything done. And one of the ways to do it is we manage our fuel expenses. Mm-hmm. We manage some of these other expenses, and you know, we'll be the best.
So that's what we're supposed to be doing today.
Well, hopefully that's what we are doing.
Well, yeah, that's what we're supposed to be doing. It's like, I'm just giving the guidelines of the last 3 years' history on most of some of them can't be historical because they go up every year like taxes. But,
right.
Yeah, that's why to get to go like this, to go over the numbers on what historically it's been and if it needs to stay that and if we have ideas on how to cut that, that's what we're supposed to be doing.
Well, and of course, I was a big fan of paying, well, doing the laundry, you know, a member paying for the laundry service because that's just one more cabin expense that we could have covered. And, you know, if we had members paying, you know, and of course they voted that out.
Why did they go back to not having a limit fee?
I believe it came down to people bitching about paying.
Not members.
Right.
You know.
That happens quite frequently when anything comes up to.
I mean, how much money do we
can change that. We can
write
that
down.
Why can't we have the reservation fee and the linen fee like we did?
Well,
because the linen fee will help cover the cost of the cabin, like Brent was saying. It's not going to cover all of it, but it would bring it up. Reservation fee is $50, right?
It was really good to have.
And $30 for a linen fee, and then. They can bring their own and they can take them home and wash them.
I was trying to think. They didn't like the idea of people possibly coming and not using anything on the bed.
Oh, yeah, there was conversation about that. That they know members that have come in, but there's no linens there and they're not provided linens. They're going to flop on the bed without.
Well, they have a mattress pad on there and a bedspread there and a blanket.
Yeah.
All they have to do is use sheets or not.
Yeah.
I mean, really, is it going to.
And I didn't think it was a valid.
And that was the
argument at that time, but
that was the complaint. And there was also talk about bed bugs. That was going around in the news.
Well, there's going to be bed bugs. There's going to be bed bugs whether you need a sheet or not.
I know, but this was what the discussion
right.
was. They were uncomfortable with the thought of people coming in and staying in the cabins and not using these.
Yeah, but upfront reservation fees says $50 reservation fees, $25 for laundry. Period.
And if you look back,
it covered the laundry costs.
That's right.
Well, yeah, the laundry.
And we
it actually made money.
More sustainable.
If we have raised the reservation fee to $50, and that other $25 could be considered laundry fees. I mean, I couldn't work that. And if we chose, think of it that way.
No, but if you do $50,
another $25, people have already complained about $50, and I don't mind taking complaints, but I can't be only one. Anyway,
you're not the only one.
The last thing in the world we want to do is
$75 a night or per week to me is completely reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderfully reasonable. My complaint when people have said anything about it, I've told them, you know, you pay $475 for assessments. You pay $475 for assessments. And you get 2 free weeks of vacation time. Not only have to pay $50, okay, for $100, you get 2 free weeks of vacation time. That is a deal. I can't think of any place else you can go and get that kind of vacation.
Yeah. Well, and You crunch numbers like this, and you throw those numbers down. Look at how much it costs to keep these cows.
Yeah.
We can do away with the cows.
Yeah, they're not concerned about that.
Right.
But if you had, when they complain to you, you could tell them if you had, you know, if you'd like some assistance to our, you know,
budget meeting,
or I'll just recap it real quick for you. This is what it costs to run the cabin.
Those numbers are disturbing.
I do. It's
so to look at, like, you know, a third of the
it's a third of our budget. Here's something that's interesting.
But a third of our membership buy into it.
Right.
Here's the interesting thing. Who stayed in the camp? What is the cost you guys stay in the camp for the trip?
With full hookup?
Somewhere between $35 and $55 depending where you go.
A night.
Per night.
Wow.
Okay. That's to stay in their own facility, just hook in,
yep.
Have sewer,
and
have
electric.
Water, have electric. Okay.
Yeah. Between $35 and $55.
When I have several discussions and several private back and not they were private discussions, but these discussions that I have with Dave 30, I use Dave as an example because he usually comes with 20 to 30 people.
Right.
But I just say,
if
he comes with 20 people, if he tried to take the same 20 people and stay in a motel, even a cutthroat motel where you can put four people in each room at $50 a night, that's $200 per day.
Yeah.
If you add that up over, if you spent that $1,500 for the week, most of these $50 a night motel rooms don't have kitchenettes in them, so you're going to go out to eat. Now, I've never been one to calculate food costs in vacationing because I know I'm going to eat anyway, okay? So I never have done that. But eating out is more expensive than eating in. So it goes $1,500 a week for bringing people down here. So for 2 weeks, that's $3,000 it would cost him to take a vacation somewhere.
Without eating.
If he could get $50 a night fee. If you come here, so I'm looking at this and going, okay, it's a bargain.
Yeah. I look at it the same way. For example, if a hotel room in Vegas, let's say costs $140 a night, and I go to give you 7 days of it, you add all that up, whatever 140 is times 7.
Yes.
Then I'll tell you, I can get you that same deal for not half off, not anything but one-fifth off. That's one night, $140. If we're spending $95 per night, we're charging $95 per night for a whole for each cabin,
yes.
Multiply it times 5, we should charge $95 per week for our members. That's what you should get, one-fifth of the discount. Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
that's the bark.
Okay, now look at my point of view. When we first bought into the ranch, we had 5 or 6 and four broken wagons. We could come to the ranch. They all learned how to ride a horse here. They all learned how to fish here. They all learned how to watch the rattlesnakes here and swimming. And it was a wonderful place to be able to bring my kids to because we could afford it. We didn't have to pay our rent. It was $25.
I don't think there was a reservation.
Yeah, there wasn't. We had to get on the calendar when we first started doing that. So for us, that was wonderful. Terry was on the board back then. He was voted on to the board for a while. And he also built his cabin. Yeah, to help pay for our assessment in that situation.
For the first couple of years, there wasn't even an assessment.
There were no dues the first couple of years.
Exactly.
Now we're up to $50.
So, but for that, for us, for this family, that was a life-saving situation where our children were to go on vacation.
And there's no one saying that. Some family come in here and they can't afford anything else. I think it's great. I'm not trying to but to change anything in relation to that. What I'm saying is that it's still a bargain
Well, the way it is, huh?
It's a huge bargain. And so the other thing that we can do on this, and I'm a party check, we can put a meter on both the gas and the water. And it's pretty simple to figure it out. These are digital meters. Every time you go up to clean the cabin, pop it open, that's how much water they use, that's how much gas they use, you log it down, you charge it. You know, they get charged for that. Okay, the average city in Utah uses 100 gallons per water per day. Believe it or not. I'm not saying that they use that much when they come here, but if you bring 20 people into a cabin, even if they're using 50 gallons of water per day, times 20, that adds up. I mean, we're talking 1,000 gallons of water a day for these 20 people. And that's if they're fairly conservative. I went taking a shower every day, cooking, cleaning, doing the other stuff. I went 6 months on 2,500 gallons of water. 180 days on 2,500 gallons of water. It's about 20 gallons. About.
Hurry up, you use too much water.
My thing is this.
Yeah.
Let's not charge anymore. Let's not put the burden, let's not make it so a family can't come here. But when a family comes here, it's going to cost us some money to meter those cabins.
Our family.
But if we meter them, we know how much it costs to pump water. We know how much it costs to pump propane. The math is simple. We charge them for it. And if we, once we do that, it's like, okay, the way to save money. It's going to cost us a little bit in the beginning, mm-hmm. but we'll save more and we'll save money in the end.
But so you go out the RV camper. That's what they do. They got it all figured out to where you're going to use this much electricity or you're going to dump this much into the septic tank system. It's going to cost them X number of dollars. So they, instead of putting all that stuff in for meters, they just make it $35 a day. That's
right.
It. And if it's a better place where they have a better shower, they have more picnic areas, and they have a few other things so that have Wi-Fi hooked up and stuff like that, and make it $50 a day. Period.
That
accommodates all the
I'm going to in a park like that, you're looking at two, maybe three people staying in the trailer. Whereas with the cabins, we have anywhere from 2 to 20 in a cabin.
Correct.
So that kind of wouldn't be a fair way to do it.
You got to average it out. Put meters in, which is a good idea, or just say the average cabin's going to use 6 people.
I think if you look at, say, when you guys bought, even 5 years ago when we moved here, look at the cost of fuel. Cost of propane is doubled. So everything is just compounded.
And the value of the dollar is different. And our person then may have made, when we got married, it was $25, I think. And I was able to go out and buy groceries for $25 a week.
I know.
So the key is here, yeah, it seems like a family couldn't afford to do much at that time. But they're making more, and in respect that it's $100 or $150, whatever it is, life has changed. So I think it's something that everyone can't get for free anymore.
If we did it for $100, though, I like his idea, though. That $100 a week, or even if it was $100 a reservation. I mean, if they were staying for 2 weeks, because most people
like the $100 a week. That would cover so much. I'm not saying that. That's the exact number. I'm just saying,
that's not horrible, and that's affordable. If you know that you're going to take vacation, how hard is it to save up $100 for me?
We might lose them. But the whole conversation.
vacation, basically revolve around either we do something like that and start making some of the stuff pay for itself, or we live status quo and we don't bitch about not having money in the account to do, you know, $20,000 worth of business. We leave what it is, and we keep working the way we need. Or do we start trying to supplement things to cover the cost? And if we go that route, how do we change the mindset of the membership?
Well, that's our job, and that's what I have
well,
to do.
We're going to help you with that.
But if we put it in, we can make an article in the newsletter that everybody gets, and we can explain, okay, in the 5 years that Paul and I have been here, okay, our salary has an increase, which is fine. That's not a complaint in any way. That's just a fact. Our salary has an increase. The income of the ranch has not increased. The cost of fuel has doubled. The cost of propane has doubled. And we're still offering everything for the same price.
Right.
And that doesn't make sense. When
you keep giving.
Well, that's what I told people when we went from 25 to 50, and they just, why is it 50 now? Well, because everything has increased. All of those things that you're using and having, even the paper towels have increased the price.
It costs us twice as much to go get them.
It does. And, well, yeah. And I mean, the fuel and the propane, all of that stuff.
And after all maintenance, it needs to be updated in the fabric.
And you can say, okay, go look at cabin 8 and cabin 1 and look what we've done in there. Isn't that great? You love it.
That's what she's done in there.
But that's, I know, but that, I'm just saying. But
you
know,
we should have more things done.
See, I want, right, but those things can happen if we have an increase. Because I plan on going to Vegas and spending a couple of days with Candy to go shop for X cabin, you know, and to fix it, you know, to make it nicer. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't cost a whole lot. But it should be, you know, but we should be able to do that.
So if we can't make that decision on any of that here today. It's just something.
Well, that's one of the points that I want to make. That's why I'm saying let's conserve. We don't want to change anything.
I think
I'm pushing really hard to have this become a member-driven organization. We make a mistake if we don't start this budgeting process. We should start it in July. Then, when the stuff goes out for the annual meeting, we say, look, this is our cost on these cabins. We have this many people who use the cabins, this many people who don't. Is it fair that the non-member or the non-user subsidize? You know, the members who do use. Now, you know, everybody talks about social programs. The cabins are a social program for us. Now, once again, I've got enough money and I don't mind paying. So I'm not bitching about that. What I want to see is the members be able to understand the numbers and then they can say yay or nay. Example, I didn't know the numbers. I didn't realize it was this much money. Okay, yeah, I'll vote to make it $75 a week or $100 a week or whatever to help offset the cost. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that we make any hard number of decisions now.
And I have to go back and say we can't do the budget in July because we don't have enough data from last year to do that, but we start now working on that. We can work on that until the next meeting.
My point is that if we have something like this that we need to put in front of the membership,
right.
The time to put it in front of them is at the end of the meeting.
Correct. So we start, if we decide to go that way, if the board goes with that and we all think that's a really good idea, we start working on that with our numbers now, and then meeting presented. My concern would be, and see how it flies and see what decisions are made from the membership, let them vote on it. So my concern would be they're not going to give very much time spent going over numbers as I've seen from the membership.
No,
already.
You nail it out to everyone.
Yeah, but whether they will go through it or not is.
It doesn't matter. You have
what
vote.
Yeah.
But that's how we do it in my other homeowners.
Yeah.
Because my annual meeting
16th, Tuesday. Our budget was already out. It was already mailed out to the people. We are going to ratify it.
What? When do you do your budget?
We start it in July.
June.
We do?
How do you do the last year's information?
If you've done it the year before,
we
have. That's how we do it, and things are done.
And then when you change,
so when the new board, board comes in October for us, just like here, and that means you're not making Joe and Bob Allen try to put. They haven't been on the board. They have no idea.
Gotcha.
And so that way, it's your previous board that's doing it, and they should do it.
And then you put that budget out. The budget becomes effective January 1st, right?
I like that look, Linda.
Okay, well, I can see that. I can see that.
Or, no, but I'm saying you're working on it. Yeah, if it needs to be changed or ratified, that's one thing.
Okay.
But at least the numbers are there. But if you go from June to June, and it doesn't matter what else happens, you've already got that time frame.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever you started, it could be off a little bit in the beginning.
Well, we do have 1, 2, 3, 4. I have 4 years of historical data now, and I yeah, this year I'll have 5, so.
Well, but it's off the chart. Some of this stuff, it's budgeted for this, and it went 4 times over.
That's because we had irresponsible spending. And we will address that as we go on.
As we go on, may I make a suggestion? May I make a comment?
Yes.
If you look up, you can see why there's
children out there.
Children playing on the equipment.
Oh, on the equipment?
They'll build a fence somewhere.
Well, children are always going to play on the equipment.
Huh? I'm sorry. 2 years old should just know that they do it at their own risk.
There's no keeping kids off equipment. I already know that. Okay. Where are we at now?
I was crunching numbers on how to get a new
toy. All right.
Line 28. Tools.
So what do we need for tools? Our average has been $3,250. I know you've had to replace a whole bunch this last year.
But we shouldn't have to have that problem because they're maintaining
it. Now.
Well, we're maintaining what should be here right now.
But here, historically speaking, in 2010, we spent $3,000. 2011, $3,400. 2012, after they've been here, we spent less. We spent $16,000. And then this year we're at $3,250
already. We could probably shave $500 off that,
I think we should shave $500 off it, but
okay.
I'm going to believe that you can't, because what's going to happen is you're going to find out there's some more tools missing that
right.
are going to have to be replaced.
Project, but
the last managers we had misused the tools, and they're either lost them or stolen or sold.
Or broken. But we're $32,000 over, so you're going to have to talk about something.
And when I came back, I brought all my tools back with me, and, you know, we have tools, but I don't like using my own tools because they end up breaking. And what do I buy a tool to repay myself, or do I buy a tool for the ranch?
You give us a bill for what has been broken.
See, when I look at it, whatever tools you brought in, if you broke them, the hotel replaced them.
Yeah, no, that's the way it should be.
Like for like.
We should supply the tools for your dog.
Right. I can't say that, but the board has to vote on it, maybe, but that's the way
we can limp along. You know, I think we could shave $500 off that, but, you know, that doesn't include a welder or, you know, anything. But,
yeah.
You know, we could shave from there.
I'm just talking about the general, if we're over, where can we look at this? And this is not final.
No, this is our workshop.
I'll tell you what the final number is.
Here, I'll write this.
We're going to have to shave.
That's right.
So let's start right here.
No one shaved anything.
Okay, wait. So I'm going to put on there, shave $500 on the tools. Right. I won't do it yet, or should I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll just have to stay within the budget.
So he's not going to break tools, and he's going to be conservative. So we have a level hand here now.
Okay.
So we should be able to save there.
Moving on, telephone.
Telephone. Linda, what's our bill? What's our average? What's our bill supposed to be monthly? We kind of got.
Okay. Because this one, I just used an average, so I just didn't know.
So what's our bill monthly on the phone?
Right now it's $140. And it's pretty.
Now You no longer have a cell phone, right?
I have a cell phone.
Oh, you do?
I do.
But it, okay, but the, well, that's right. Okay, so.
We just have one for here and one for
the
here.
Ranch only has one.
Wow.
And Linda has one.
Okay.
And so we have our own.
For yours and yours, that bill is $140 a month?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's only $1,680 a year. So
we've
been way over spending. Well, we're not
now,
paying here yet.
Let me just ask about that. Now, I'm assuming that there are 18
$18.50.
And we are paying.
You're on a family plan then?
And is it. That was my question. Is it like a family plan?
It was, yeah.
Now, is this. What does this include in relation to. Okay. See, my cell phone bill, and I have an AT&T phone, and I've got 3 435 phones. You know, anywhere in the 435. Prefix
right.
Free phone.
And member to member? Family? Are they?
Yeah, well, no, I just have that's my phone. I pay $49 a month. And that includes the email service. So I can check emails on my phone.
How many minutes do you get?
What?
How many minutes?
350.
That's really cheap, yeah.
Yeah. I think they need more than 350.
Okay.
And
I'm
you know
a phone talker. I don't like talking on the phone.
The break between 350 and the next one's usually 700
minutes.
I don't know. Yeah, and they jump you quite a bit in rate, I think.
We have 2,000. But usually you can have a plan like ours is. We're through Verizon, though. But everybody in my community, our kids and everything, we have a family where I don't pay calling them. He and I don't pay.
We have that.
Yeah, mobile to mobile is. Nothing.
What do you guys pay for 2 cell phones?
We pay $150 for smartphones.
Mine's comped, I don't know.
I pay for two.
That's about what I'm paying.
You know what? I love people who have a lot of money and have no idea what they're paying.
I know. I pay $149 every month for 3 phones the first month, and that's out of plan.
Yeah,
that's just the first phone, which is a smartphone, and two other dumb phones, and they're $10 a piece every month. So that was my bill, $149 a month, and I had 700 minutes on that.
Okay.
So all we're right. Kind of getting better than that right now.
Let me ask this question. How often do we, I don't talk on the phone a lot, so this is not a fair question. How often do we go over 350, I mean, would you go over 350 minutes a month?
Yeah, they would.
Then
put both of them together.
Right.
Though.
Yeah.
That's right. You split that. It's 100.
I know, but there's people call and make all their reservations through her phone. Members call here all the time to see what the roads are like, whatever's going on.
Yeah, well, they call here, Nancy, and you go, yeah, this is Nancy. The roads are terrible. Talk to you later. Boom.
No.
It don't work that way.
And the new ranch manager is kind of short.
We're paying 2,000 minutes. How much of those minutes do we need? Because they can do. Is it 18 minutes?
Yeah.
They can do an evaluation for like last 6 months.
We go down the.
Can do it. I mean, we're not.
Let's check in.
We have gone over.
Oh, that's not good.
I wasn't breaking for you.
It was only?
and that has happened. But they understand how the system works. I understand how the system works. But you do get a lot of calls.
You're about the only person.
On both sides.
So it says 2,000. Could we say 1,800?
Well, we're going to go 1,680 right now because that's the bill that we're paying. So let's go to 1,680.
Wait. Why are we at $1,736.50 when it should have been $1,680?
We're at 1,300 right now, Van, so it was used a lot more before they got here.
Is that why, or is it some other reason? See, you can cut it to the bone, but you just need to be really careful.
Well, if we stick to the $149 a month, that should be our bill for next year.
I had to add that $2,000 into that. This is no longer $46,000, it's $48,000. We have phones.
Well,
okay, well, Sam has a good point here. So let's look at this.
In 2010, we spent $2,300 that year for phones.
We had three phones.
We had three phones then.
All right, well, hold on then.
Well, here's what I'm saying. We got two more months of bills, and we're at 1736. What's up?
So we should be at 1500, which is what I just put in. I put 1680. So okay, for three phones, we're down to two phones now. We have excess use,
which we can't.
The previous,
we can't predict. We can't predict that.
You can predict that we won't go over, considering 4 years before we didn't.
Right.
Okay. So you're saying this is a one-off anomaly.
It is. Well,
this is the last year when we weren't here and usage was high.
Okay, so 1800 might be reasonable then.
1680.
No, you. You're. Oh, give yourself a little. Now be realistic. Things are going to happen.
140.
I mean, chop $200 off it. There's $200. I mean, you know, 200, 300, what's the diff?
Good.
1750, I don't know.
I think if it goes over that, we take another paycheck.
Let's put that up
1700. All right, we'll leave it 1700.
I just throw it out the window, please.
Another question.
It depends on who's using.
Let's get a 6 month board out.
We're good.
Okay, but with you guys on average, with you guys, not talking back when, with you guys, you are under, you don't go over.
No. Right.
No. Well, phone bill may go up a little now, right?
No, all I got to say is she's too good for you.
Are kind of squeaky, so I end up calling Linda more than I should probably.
No, you don't. You're fine. We are always under. Oh, we are not right at the limit.
I'm not an email person.
Well, after 7.
And there's several.
After 7 o'clock, isn't it free?
Yeah.
No. Well, the number I call you on, that's the
Verizon.
That isn't your first one. Yeah. Yeah. If I called you there, would it be cheaper?
It's 644-2104. It wouldn't cost anything. That's my home phone.
Well, would you mind me calling you there and keeping the bill down here?
She calls me if I'm at home and switch over to do that just to save the money.
Yeah, if you'll give me your number, I'll do that then.
Well, you certainly don't want to have Joe as your friends and family.
Call me on the ranch phone first because I always have that on me.
Okay.
So you don't need the other number. I'll just give it to you while I'm talking to you.
Okay.
Take up my cell phone time.
And you can always hang up on me because he always does. It doesn't bother me.
Come on, move it, buddy. So, Linda, will you check into how many, if we have 2,000 minutes, how many do we actually use? And if there's another plan?
I can do that.
Save some money.
Well, let's just see.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
Moving on.
Trash fees.
Why is that going to go up?
No, that's where we're at right now, Brent. 275 is where we're at right now.
No.
But you projected 550.
Maybe another
right.
$80.
That was the year.
Now I realize the trash barrier wasn't dumped a lot last year.
Yeah, that might be a little bit high because I was just guesstimating on that.
Okay.
So what do we project? How we've got 275 now. How many more times?
What was it 2 years ago? 3 years ago?
2 years ago it was, well, in 2000.
I know it was 450 usually, something like that.
2011 it was 360. The year before that it was 800 and some. 2012 it was 442.
Budget,
I would say 500.
Budget 500.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other?
Did you want to talk about renewables?
Oh.
Talk about what?
Yeah, we should. We also need to figure something here on.
Thank you, sweetheart. I don't have any numbers.
We need to figure out a program for this now too. This is on the same thing as Brent thinking of. We have members that come down and dump their trash in when they're not staying at the cabins. We've had beds in there, mattresses in there that cost us money every time they have. Number one, it fills up the trailer quicker. Funny, do they weigh your vehicle when you go in and out?
$40.
$40 a load?
It's $40.
And can I say something
more? Plus the $40 in fuel, so that's a $100 day.
Barry Schreiber, when we were here before, Barry Schreiber and Mike Andrews paid us $20 a month to dump trash.
And they just threw.
And they threw
personal
their
trash.
Garbage. They just put their garbage in there. They gave the rent $20. We put it in.
I remember we talked about that.
And I don't think that's unreasonable.
That's not reasonable at all.
If you're going to dump your trash there, it's $20. If you want to put mattresses in there, make it $40, and that way we can dump the trailer that's full because you put that much in it.
I think that's a reasonable thing to start.
Well,
what do you think?
From a standpoint of somebody who lives here full time, throws a bag of garbage away every couple of weeks, pays for fish, but doesn't fish. Pays for cabins, but don't use cabins. So, are we going to split hairs for somebody?
Well, no, and you're a little bit different because, I didn't know you brought your trash down here, but you also do work for the ranch all the time without getting paid.
Well, and honestly, I don't mind a bag of trash. I don't mind a couple bags of trash. What I do mind is mattresses and boxes as big as this table, not folded,
not even broke down.
Not broke down, but, refrigerator boxes and washer and dryer boxes and generator boxes.
I'm like Brent. I burn 90% of my trash, all the paper burned. I'll sometimes bring down a bag of trash that's about twice as big as a basketball, and that's about it.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Some of the heavy canned items and everything else gets burned up, or I take it home with me.
They were doing construction stuff, mm-hmm. and they asked if they could. I mean, we cleared it first.
Kenny, that is awesome. Awesome too.
Well, mm-hmm. I think the trash is strictly for headquarters and cabins, but it should be kind of extended to. You know what? If you have a small bag of trash and you just need to get rid of it,
what about implementing a volunteer? If you want to bring, if I'm up here now in my own cabin, and I'd rather prefer paying you guys $20 to stay a month.
No, not when it costs.
Is that what Mary was doing? $20 a month?
But they were doing construction trash.
Well, anyway, to put it on a volunteer basis. To help us out with the trash load, right. If you like to use that, I would rather pay you guys and pay the ranch money to do that monthly than to haul. I hate stinky trash.
Yeah,
out of my car with home.
Where you live out of town.
Yeah, so we could institute.
Yeah, so I got all the way to Vegas. That's a long drive for all the trash.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we could do that, maybe make it a volunteer basis to help out the budget.
Which is dumping it principles.
Well, just remember this. If we can't get people to pay for fish, the majority of our trash hauling is usually from the cabins, right?
Right.
I'm going to add that into my list. So that's no wonder $48,500.
The whole budget goes to the darn cabin.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, it's something that came up, and I thought we need to address it so we don't have a solution.
The problem that we have with the mattress and that, I sent the letter pretty in there and explained it before. This is not for that type of trash that is cabins in the ranch headquarters, and that we try to go once a week and then we send my family with them twice a week, and each trip is $100.
Plus the $40, it's $140 because you're done with the trailer.
Newsletter.
I think between the few that dump a bag of trash, I think is fine. But
So, yeah, so this came up last month when other people were here and they asked me about taking the stuff, the trash that was on their property and bring it down. I didn't know how to answer that. You know, that could easily fill up 3/4 of the trailer.
Right.
So I'm like, well, you need to ask Paul and answer because.
You know what? And the same people asked me and I told them no. And
exactly.
They did it anyways.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Not that I was ever in favor of it, but what happened to the landfill?
I was trying to check into the landfill, and she said there were so many rules, regulations, and stipulations that we could never do it.
Okay, fair enough. That's what I told everybody from the get-go, but I never heard that it was actually resolved.
It's a mess. You don't want it.
Yeah.
It's a wreck.
Here's a thought. Since we have some money coming up in security next year, buy another game camera and point it at the trash trailer.
Well, what do we do? Then find them?
You know, you send them a bill.
Put a game camera on the bottom floor of the yard or the cabin one to see who keeps taking the toilet down there.
I'm only halfway serious about that, but if people. Paul, you just said that somebody threw some stuff in there anyway, even after you asked them not to.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's ridiculous. That should fall under the same category as people who don't clean up their cabins and get charged for it.
It wasn't sent.
Thank
you. Okay, but I think as a board, we need to take policy on that way to cover it. And a way to get the message out, what is okay, what is not okay, and those so that members will know. And we post that in the newsletter.
Yeah.
I think that's what just needs to be done. If we're not going to set a policy on charging, let's set a policy on, like, when's acceptable, when's not. So they know, and we don't have mattresses ending up in there.
No, I'm good. Be fine.
So we can talk about that the next meeting.
Yeah, garbage doesn't
stop. I rarely say this, Candy, but this is actually too good for me.
It is such good soup.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. That's such good soup.
Put cinnamon in there?
No.
Oh, what is that? Say something.
I think it's probably broth. Carrot.
Carrots.
I don't know. She had it cooling outside of the porch and some birds were flying over.
Oh, there you go.
Mm.
You'll get any more food for this today, so you better eat
it. Well, that isn't fine.
Okay, moving on to activities. I put the 300 in there because I think the annual meeting was real successful, and I think that we really need to do that every year. And then that'll leave some money for the Olympics, too.
Just know, the entertainment and the cook didn't cost the ranch anything.
Because we traded out for cabin time?
Right.
And actually, there's more that will come out of that annual meeting budget, but somebody hasn't turned in their receipts
gotcha,
to get
gotcha.
Reimbursed yet.
I hear you. But I think we'll just leave that there. Leave that where it's at?
That helps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, and Shauna might want to change that. Maybe, I don't know, but...
All right, so nothing on education expense because I know whatever water education goes underwater, so we skip that part. Board meeting, whatever $50 is in there is just for in case something like fees for the bank or whatever.
For the bank charges?
Huh? The bank doesn't charge anymore.
Should I leave the 50 in there or get rid of it?
I think you could get rid of that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so board meetings is a zero.
Unless we have, what I've done before is I've brought snacks and things and whatever is left over, we put in the store for stuff.
Very cool. What does Skype and everything cost us?
That's something else.
Okay.
All right, skipping over meals.
Before that, I had a question. There's only 3 board members here, but my question is, would you consider in the wintertime the meeting through either Mesquite or St. George once a year, just so closer for you maybe, closer for me?
You know, they did that for years back.
I know they have in the past. They even had them in Vegas.
Yep. Well, there I go.
So,
well,
I'm not saying, maybe once a year.
That'd be only fair.
I mean... I have to drive here 12 times a year. If you drove one time a year, it doesn't even it out, but at least it's fair for me once a year.
It just adds an extra hour to my day.
11 times more than we want to see you, too, Joe.
Hey, Larry.
Hey,
how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. You guys a little late, we're busy.
Well, you're welcome to join in.
Well, I don't think you want to explain.
Hey, how's that park working out? How's that park work? How's the park working out for you?
Good. Good.
All right. Yeah. Perfect.
Take care, Josh.
So would you consider going to St. George or even Vegas once a year? I mean, there's a lot of vendors in Vegas that might go to that meeting, but that won't come here. That's a good point.
My problem is the money to do it for me.
Are you talking about hotel room?
Well, when you carpool,
it cost me the same. I got to spend the night in the hotel room. I got to buy gas to go up. I got to buy out of town food. And because Brent won't invite me over for dinner,
we can carpool with Dale.
So I have to buy it in town.
Dale and Brent and us and you, we can all carpool.
If we did Vegas, see, like from here, from my house to here is 8 hours drive time. If I went from here to St. George, it's going to be 9 hours drive time. If I go from my house to Vegas, it's only 6 hours.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? I'm like, I can go to Vegas.
I'll tell you what.
I'd rather have meetings in Vegas, but they didn't talk about hotel rooms. But we're here, I guess.
At our house for $300 a night.
And shows.
That's one fifth off the hotel.
In the buffet.
And
the ranch managers.
I mean, hell, if Dan Ware can stay at my house, so can you.
And then you got to count in.
You might have to share a room with Dan, but other than that,
Blue Man Groove.
Do you have a label on there, Dan? We're cluster.
Okay.
Well, it's something that we can all consider.
We're talking about once a year. We're not talking about
it. Once a year.
I would rather do the Vegas run at
Beach. Once a year in Vegas, once a year in Mesquite, or St. George.
And as far as she's an employee, we have to cover her hotel room and her expenses for doing it.
I don't have a problem with that.
Okay, at a grand board meeting. Yeah, the rest of
just something to consider when we get the regular board going, because there's four more people at base.
Put it under four.
Okay, you're only on page two of page five.
Yeah. No, we only have four pages.
So I think we ought to move along and just
medic review.
Hey, there's only.
There's
only
like
four pages.
Yeah, Art flies into Vegas. Art flies into Vegas, so I would say Art's a part, too.
Yeah.
And
Vegas is here.
Anyway.
All right, moving on. We're down to meals. I put across through that. I don't know that we have anything come up for meals. Friday night cookout, that's to make in what we're going to make in if we make in.
I thought you'd change the Saturday night cookout, right?
Saturday night?
No. Did we have meals that there for
Saturday?
There was a case for board meetings.
Well,
like this
we did Friday night for check-in.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah,
when you guys were here, we
discussed
it. Every member said that way they don't come in.
Before.
You know, they might not get in on time. Right. Brock Banks will never make it because they never come in on, you know. And Saturdays are a better day.
That'll work.
You know.
Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Okay, you guys figure out the logistics on that. 650, we're leaving it at that for the season. Hopefully we'll bring more than 650. We only plan 600 to bring in, so hopefully 650, maybe we'll bring more than that so we can at least cover. Is that good with everybody? Moving on?
Moving on.
Hey, Vance, internet connection per year. Am I right on that number?
Yep, it's not going to change, so just leave it alone.
So that's 900, okay. I wasn't sure if I had that right or not. Moving on to
937
legal recording fees.
Whoa. Total price?
It should be toilet paper. I don't remember. Anyway, it all comes on the same category. I got in there the 10,000 because we still have more to do on that.
On what?
On
that. Clean this up for us.
Where are we at?
Board member who did it.
Oh. So I think we leave that be. It could change. We could maybe not use it or whatever. But.
What?
I don't understand why toothpaper is under legal.
Yeah, it's not. We don't know what the TP stands for. It's just carried over. but you do know why it's under there, right? Okay. All right.
Why are we at 10,000 though?
Well.
When we've only been averaging.
Because we.
4,500.
Because the PCNRs were not updated yet.
Okay.
And the bylaws.
Okay.
That might require that. So I guess just leave it on there for now.
Can always change it later.
Yeah.
Well, I thought we were changing.
Where are we at?
I thought we were changing.
138.
Okay.
Tax preparation.
Wait, oh, tax prep. There you go. Tax prep. Thank you, Linda.
37, we're finishing up. I'm going yeah. to
38. All right, now, 38, printing and postage. Linda, you and I talked about this a little bit last week. Am I right on the number there to zero in? And
course for mailing if we mail people?
Yeah, I think.
Stamps just went up, too, didn't they?
Yeah. They're, and they're going to go up in January.
Yeah.
Or you need to buy forever stamp sales, lots of them.
That's awesome.
Am I right on the number there? Is that right? An accurate number?
If we do 3 mailings a year. And
we currently
cost about $300.
We currently do 3, though.
Yeah.
Okay, we do 3.
We currently do 3.
Change that number to 3 there, folks. I'll change it.
Okay. And each one costs about $300 right now, printing and.
Oh, okay. I was wondering how, I can understand the envelopes. You stuff them yourself?
Yeah.
Do you charge for looking at
that? Isn't that annoying?
That's a very annoying.
What are we doing about...
Linda, do you charge for licking them?
About what?
No.
No, okay.
What are we doing about getting more email
addresses? Maybe the email addresses. This last newsletter, there should probably be in the post box when you get home. I should have got a copy.
Speaking of that, we need, for the fire, community fire plant... We need an email list.
Okay.
Well, what I'm saying with getting more email addresses, is there a way that in the addressing of the envelope, you can take the people out who have email addresses?
I do that. When we're doing newsletters, my brain gets working faster than my mouth sometimes. When we do a newsletter, yeah, we do them more than 3 a year, and we hope to be doing them every month. What I do on that is I email all of those whom I have emails for, and then I mail those that I don't have an email for. And we are constantly asking for us to do emails.
So it still costs us that much money?
No, that's for the 3 phone mailings. A total mailing. Like when I do the assessments at Christmas time, it'll be about $300.
So we really only need 2 full mailings a year. We need the assessments and we need the annual meeting.
Do we need the budget?
Beans, we don't have a mail category. I talked with the postmaster.
The mail, yeah.
And with... certain resident being out here, full-time, part-time, mostly full-time, mostly part-time, whatever. We have to buy the mailbox, but they'll deliver to the end of the road.
Not the end of the
To the blacktop?
The end of the blacktop.
There's a mailbox out there?
Well, we could put one there.
I thought that it had to be...
Well, there's more and more full-time residents, and there's more and more residents that are here for 9-10 months out of the year.
I think the vandalism on that would just be absolutely. You'd have to replace that thing every year. And I think your mail would. I would not put my bills in there to go out. Yeah, I wouldn't.
Okay. I've been looking at ways to save myself from going all the way to town.
You get mail.
We
get mail. Yeah, I'd say that a mailbox out there would be.
Well, he's right. It would not be right there at the end of the road. It would be on Johnson Canyon, the last mailbox, that last building that's there, that last house would be right there.
kind of where that big ass turn is.
Are there any other mailboxes there?
There's mailboxes.
Yeah, but people have it.
This is just a thought. I mean, I don't know what Brent thinks about it.
It's in the area where you're talking about, where there are other mailboxes. Maybe they wouldn't disturb it. And the fact that you have to take the kids to school.
I wanted to. I've been trying to figure out a way, you know, with all the street names and all the different things out here, we're trying to
help her.
Yeah. So I don't know what Brent thinks about that. Instead of going all the way.
Well, I'm not all that worried about. I mean, I would like to be able to take mail out and leave, drop it off, and pick mail up at the end of the. End of the pavement because I hate going into canals.
Right. Well, a lot of people feel that.
But let me tell you what I did with my, and we could probably do the same thing with something like this. Is I lived in a rural area up in Liberty, and I lost 3 mailboxes with kids coming by with
baseball bats.
Mm-hmm. So I eventually took a rural mailbox, put a regular size one inside of it, poured concrete. Put it on the post, and I happened to watch the kid when he came behind him. And here's the beauty of it: his parents sued me.
Mm-hmm. What? Mm-hmm.
Oh, they didn't get anywhere.
I believe it.
They didn't get anywhere. I went to the postmaster up there in the Ogden Valley, and the guy says, "I'll send them a letter. Make sure that they understand." That what they did is a federal offense, and go ahead and follow through with the lawsuit, and they will get sued by the federal government.
Yep. What did he hit it with?
What's that?
Baseball bat.
He hit it with a baseball bat, and what happened to him?
It tore him out of the car.
Oh, he was in a car?
Of course, they don't walk by. Yeah, they're driving by, leaning out of the car with their baseball bat. They're leaning out the window, and... Ordinarily, you hit them, and
right.
They go flying.
Yeah, they fly right off.
Well, he hit 90 pounds of concrete on a metal post that had 270 pounds of concrete on the bottom of it.
It had 35 miles an inch.
It didn't go anywhere.
That is
well, it wouldn't be a rural mailbox. It'd be one of those mailboxes that has all the different...
MBU.
Right.
No, I saw a thing on the... Never mind.
Anyways.
I had the same problem when I was in high school. They kept knocking our mailbox down because we lived way out of town. And I used a truck drive line, and I mounted it in concrete. He couldn't knock it off. He came back with a chain and put it on his bumper, pulled the bumper off his truck.
I'm sorry. It's just like a... Hit me. You just put a sign on hit me because they're going to do something to it.
But it's not a mailbox. It's one of those...
MBU.
Huh?
MBU.
But the other part of that is that
I'd go to the
expense of putting a wildlife camera somewhere. We put that up so you couldn't find the camera. I put a camera up there personally just to monitor that box.
We'll just put a little shack on it. You could sit in it for a while.
Yeah, I can do that.
We can live there.
So I'm printing in postage.
Or you can send, when you come up here in the Wild Rose Bed.
But now you say we're not saving on the budget.
Well, you know, 4 is actually a better number because each month I would be mailing some to some people because they don't have any money.
What are we talking about now?
Still on 38.
I wonder why it went up in price from that. 6.22. It's almost $400.
They can probably take $400 off of that.
I just did a mailing for this day before yesterday.
Postage is coming up.
Postage is $94 for the stamp. Printing, here we go. Two pages. Printing two pages, both sides, back and forth, a 4-page newsletter. It was black and white. I didn't do color. Some of these are colored. The Christmas time I did color. And at the end of the meeting, I did watch the 2 color, 1-page color, and then the black and white. I didn't get either. I don't remember what it cost to have it. What the exact cost. But anyway.
Well, I'm just saying, if that's
and then the envelopes are, I have the order envelopes because we're getting them next year and they'll be for Christmas. When we do our annual meetings, so I ordered envelopes at the same time because we were out. It's about a $300 bill to send out a mail and $5 per person.
Well, I'm just saying if the budget was $622 last year, I don't know why it would it have to increase by $375.
No, we're at right now.
Yeah, but if you're not going to do any more newsletters,
we do. We have
to do a newsletter every month.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah. So that's not the total.
No, no.
So that's
another $100. $94.
No, and then she has to do the assessment mailing in December.
So let's say last year it cost us $1,300.
So let's leave it at $1,000. Go to the next one. That's close enough.
Good.
Yeah, I was just trying to show
you. Security, and do we need more webcams? Do we know? I don't know the conversation. I don't know.
That was Ben's.
Yeah.
And you know what? We have some placed out. I don't think we need any more. Maybe just move them around.
Do you know where they are?
Yeah.
You know where mine is? The one I, Chris?
Never came back.
I never got back.
Never got it back.
But was it a small one or a bigger one?
It was a small
one. Because I found a small one down in the cellar. I put it facing the cooler shed after the break in.
It's over there. I'll look at it.
Okay. It's on the post. You see it?
I'll look at it. I haven't seen it. I'll look at it. It's small. I want it back. It was an expensive camera.
Okay.
So, Paul, you would be okay to be over the security section now that Ben's not, right? And you know where everything is. And
he was in charge of it before.
Yeah, I was in charge of it before.
All right, good. Thank you.
Now that doesn't. So are we leaving $500 on a budget to cover more? Because if it's only cameras.
Well, and that's not just cameras.
It's the batteries and the SD cards.
Battery chips. I've been doing, putting, you know, the locks on hydrants. You know, it just all kind of falls under that fourth category.
Well, we spent a lot on security this year because we had to put locks on everything.
And we have to remake the stickers for cars, the ground of car stickers.
I'm just saying, can you maintain it at the 345 from last year then? Or keep it increased to 500. That's what I'm just looking for.
We could shave 100 off of that, I'm sure.
Okay. Fine.
400. 41. 120.
Next.
Website maintenance.
Cut it in half.
What?
Cut it in half. Have never needed it.
Okay, take it out.
Cut it in half. We've never needed it.
Okay.
Now, this is Bob Allen. Are you going to be in charge of that then? That's your communication?
Okay. Well, what that minimal charge is in there for, if we have to hire Melinda to do any of the coding behind the scenes or whatever... Vance said he can change pictures. I don't know if you do that at all on websites. Can you change websites at all?
I've never done that.
Okay. So Vance can go in there and change pictures, but any coding that we need done, I know the way to know, but I'm not going to go in there and do that. That would just have to screw the whole thing up. So that's what that $100 is for, just in case. Okay, moving on to office supplies. Pretty constant, pretty good.
Yep.
Good with that?
Yep.
Pretty consistent. All right, moving on. Radio license. I didn't know about this. Vance, is that license good until 2020?
Here,
do you know?
Here's what you need to do on the license. Somebody needs to email Bob. What happened is this is our old radio license back from when we had the handheld radios from around when Barbara Button was there. And it came up a couple years ago, and everybody wanted to keep it. And I couldn't figure out why, but I just let them do it. I personally don't know that we'll ever use it, but we need to run it past radio experts. To find out.
Well, yeah.
At the time that we reached it, they said you will probably never get back up to where we do it.
Right. And that was, if I remember correctly, you know, if something happens with the repeater that's up there now and something happens to whatever, that would always be, you know, a backup for whatever,
right.
Whenever. It's minimal cost.
It is minimal, and you wouldn't.
Right.
Is that once a year?
120? No, it's like
once a year. Well, I had on here good till 2022, but I don't know when that was effective starting.
Ryan Dudinsky knows a little bit about
yes,
that.
Does he?
He's the one that brought it up.
Yeah.
Last well, year, and I years, called him and verified it. And yeah, that's what they said.
So my question in all of this, and that's why I try to get the what you're talking about, security, and what was included in that, was office supplies, radio license. Will we be needing to buy more little FM receiver radios?
Yes.
Or replacing others? Where would that...
Why are we doing that? I'm sorry, I missed that.
I think we have to go around and start taking them away from people.
So you have a radio and you have a radio?
Yeah.
I don't think we need another radio.
Well, we have a radio, and then we just bought two, and one of them was supposed to... We have, like, he just took one last night just in case he got stuck. That's why we bought them, so people can borrow.
I still think that there was a comment made at the meeting in November or December, and Ryan Dudinsky didn't think people should be charged if they're up here for a week. I felt for replace... Don't you remember that? We had said we thought that if someone...
Somebody else?
If you weren't, we're not going
to... Yeah, anyway, if you wanted to rent those for the week, it's $25. And if you rented them and you got them back, then it was okay. But if you didn't return them, then that would be money spent to buy another one in case something were to happen to them. Ryan did not think that there should be any charge whatsoever on borrowing those.
I disagree.
I
number one, we should be lending them.
I don't lend them out for a week. I'll lend it out for like the night, like Larry last night, Lynette Foster,
or John Martine needed one. I think they should be available. I think we should have more running because of the batteries and like all the little knobs are off of those.
Yeah.
Somehow,
brand new.
Yeah, I know it. But I think we should have a quantity up here for the summertime, and I think that they should be made available.
Should we buy three or four more and just have them available? Well, not to use, but hey, $50, you could buy one. Just to have them available here so that they're ready to go. They're programmed, they're ready to go. Something we could sell. They sell a ton. Everybody wants one.
But then they go home.
But they can take it home.
They go home and they don't.
Or they
don't
remember this. The old double. What do they cost us? $50?
$50.
Okay. So we give it to somebody. We say, well, you can buy it for $50, or you can lease it for a week for $100. You know, and the truth is,
or give it back, and if you return it at the end of the week, you get $50 back.
You get. No, I wouldn't give them the money back. And the reason is because we don't know how that radio was treated.
No, right.
And my thing is it's a refundable deposit that you make. The other part of that is as someone who's here all the time and listening to the radio traffic all the time, there are some people that shouldn't have a radio.
That's right. It's not a
hey, you want to hear some gossip?
They are... They get on there and they treat it like a telephone. And I try to point out to them, this is like, yeah, Joe, a friend, how you doing? Hey, you got this? Yeah, I got it.
Great.
Come and get it. You know, or, you know, but a lot of these people get on there and like they're talking on the phone with somebody. What happens to me when that happens is I turn my radio off.
Yeah.
And then I might not remember to turn it back on. I just don't want to listen to
it. Well, anyway, I'm just curious if there is an area in here that could talk about buying, say, two more, have them readily available for next year.
You like did buy over two. That budget. I huh?
We did
I
buy
am.
Two.
I'm going to put it on the
Wait,
I think, we should buy two more to rent them out, but then also buy.
That's great. On the back of that paper.
So people say, oh, yeah,
we should get one.
And then they go home and
say, oh, I missed.
I think we should try like having two there, not six. You know, start with two.
Well, and I
want they sell and buy two more. Yeah.
My concern on that is too. They can reprogram that puppy in a heartbeat just by hitting one button.
Yeah. Right, but
you know, and then and when you get it back, can you reprogram it back? Does it have to go back?
I can reprogram. I can't do it like Bob Becker does, but I could program it.
You lock it though. You put a lock.
Doesn't matter. Every time I turn mine on and off, if I have it locked, it comes back on unlocked.
Oh,
and if I walk out with the container and I hit a button, it totally left side put me into FM. I'm like, how the heck do I get an FM? What?
How does it change?
I have no idea. It does. It just changes. So I just turned it off and turned it back on. Thank God I got it right back. So I don't know. Do we want to go there?
Well, I think buying two more is smart. Either rent them out.
I think it should be a board decision, but I agree. We should have an extra one because somebody's up here with a health problem. They can't call down. We can't help them.
John Martini.
He's up by himself. Yeah. If he gets hurt, he can't leave.
I agree.
He could call.
Or get stuck.
So having two backup, maybe that's a good idea. Maybe then, but figuring out what we're going to do when they want to rent it for a week, if we want to let them rent it for a week, and when we have the members come in like John that really need it for the night, if they come up for something like a meeting.
Well, it can be discussed if you want to use it for a nightly kind of thing. If you get stuck in the mud, if it's bad weather, or whatever.
Emergency basic type thing.
But if you bought two, or what are they, $35?
$50.
Are they $50 a piece?
Yeah.
Yep. I thought it was available for $35.
There are some for $35, but, you know, the newer models are
$50. Okay, so $50, get them programmed, and sell them for $75. You're right here on the spot. You can have the radio.
It's programmed
well,
radio.
Order, if we keep doing it
that
way,
you can order a new one. You made $25.
Okay.
And you get the $50 to buy a new one.
So let's leave it on there and have a discussion about next meeting when we have a.
Is this under security?
Just buying two.
Radio.
I didn't know where it was.
Oh.
Just buying two of them, not a bunch of them. But then, if there's demand.
I think that should be under security, then.
We also need to print up something that we can give them about the fact that it's not a walkie-talkie, but we need to go to a different channel if they're going to be talking amongst themselves.
Yeah, because we don't want the parents talking to the kids while they're fishing.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Oh, there's some people, they use the radio time like 10, 15 minutes at a time.
You need to just
We turn it off in the house too.
But no,
actually,
they should go to a different channel.
Oh, I know
right.
that.
There's other channels on there.
Right.
We go to channel one.
I thought we only had one repeater.
There's five channels, aren't there, Brett?
Yeah, but there's only one channel on the repeater. And so if you're a line of sight with the other person,
It'll work.
Caught the Joe line of sight because there's no obstruction between our property.
TV.
But if I'm trying, I can't talk to Ken Lynn. Uh-huh. Got to go to the repeater.
I see. Okay.
And so, there are multiple channels on there, and if you are talking line of sight, you can use it fine, but when you're, but 90% of the people are going to end up having to use the repeater to make it work, you know? And, you know, Joe's, or we could call Joe. Joe can call Lee for me. Lee can tell Joe, and then, because Joe's got a straight shot for both of us.
Or
in
Ken.
Okay, so it's $420 every 5 years.
It's $420 every 5 years.
Yeah.
For the license?
Yeah. So that's what this 120 is
about.
It's a little.
Okay, one more time. That's how much?
420.
Every 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And where are we? That already are. Oh, it's been paid up?
The next time will be 17.
2017? Mm-hmm. So we don't need to put that in the budget for now.
Technically, no, I think the last time we did this, that was like figuring, okay, one thing.
Okay, so I'll take that out.
And see, I think if you're going to put the radios in security, you still got it at 400. And you don't think that we're going to need as much anyway.
So how about if you take the 120 off of the radio license and put $100 more to the security for the radio?
So from 400 back up to 500.
Right.
And you want to put in parentheses there? Radios?
Yep.
Do you know where you're getting the budget money?
Okay. All right, moving on. Other? I left.
What did we spend other on this last year?
And that's an average.
Okay. That's not to me. It's only $171.78.
Were those the radio
here, Brent?
Which is, would pay half of my insurance money.
Was that your Christmas present, maybe?
Okay. I had actually was talking about having a fancy pair of shoes like you got on, Joe.
Oh, the last time we had an other was in 2010. It was $21. So we haven't had anything until this year. I don't know what the...
Then I say we don't need anything.
Yeah.
So this year's other is way too expensive.
Okay, moving on.
All right, moving on to, okay, management fee. Did I get the right number?
Hmm? No, 46, line 46.
Oh.
Yeah, we're on line 46 right now. I'm just verifying that number.
So why is that going down?
Because they're going to push it.
No, I thought you had gotten it.
We did. We raised 10%.
That's correct.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. I don't know why we're at high this year on so far.
They always added more to this purchase and stuff. I'm thinking I want to do that. More than that.
We don't know the answer to that question, Brent. Let me look something else here real quick.
What are you looking at?
It's $800 difference.
Yeah.
But with your 10%, wasn't that $800
anymore?
More, so it shouldn't have gone down.
No.
Oh, you know what? The 11360 was just me estimating because I didn't know the exact amount, so don't even look at that. Right now we're at 8500, so it'll be at 10.560.
Okay.
That was just my estimate because I didn't know the exact number.
Okay. I can buy that.
Okay.
May I have a good time? I'm not going to laugh. Okay. No,
Okay. And then management fees, that's going to stay the same, guys. Okay. And then payroll services. Yeah, I have something in there in the last copy of QuickBooks that, like, because it was, like, a big amount.
And why was it $1,800 in 2012?
Where's that?
Now, some of these things are combined from when I got the old QuickBooks, or things have been added on in new categories since then. So things, and I had to take what I thought was part of what departments and put them in there. So that could be one of those ones that is kind of like from multiple areas.
Payroll services right now are $10 a month, twice a month when he does payroll. $10 twice a month. So that is $240.
All right, so we need to change 240 then.
But,
I had the question on there. Why was it $1,800 in 2012? Linda and I can go over that later. That's just a question mark for me to ask her, unless you guys want to know now. She can pull up the QuickBooks and find out. Okay, well, so 240, change that. Star there, me and Linda can figure that out. Okay, Ramp Summer Help. We want to make sure we have that in the budget this year. We agreed to pay whatever his name was last year. I can't remember how to say that name. He got paid for some. So I wasn't sure what to put in there.
I mean, that's a good number. I think it's always been 1,000, hasn't it?
And I think that number is high. I think that was a number. Let's see. If someone finds it on the budget worksheet before I do, let me know. This one. I should rename this something else, huh? The long one. Let me find it.
Summer Health on page 5. Branch staff, Summer Health.
Okay, later.
Yeah, it was a lot later.
Yeah, it was 1,000.
Find it.
We've always done 1,000 really good.
I don't see a reason to change that. We need the help and sell us on what it is you.
We'll change it to 1,000.
The kids can get paid. Yeah.
We're just 1,500.
Yeah.
And what's that other part mean? Or fix up Cow Palace for singles?
That was last year, and it's still on there from last year. We could either have a camp. The ideas were brought up that we could either put a camp post here in their own RV and not pay for extra summer help, or let someone come out and live and fix the Cow Palace up for someone to live there to be extra help and pay them a small amount.
Cow Palace is where that was already done.
I'm going to take that part out because we've got two kids that are willing and able.
We can put them in the Cow Palace.
You probably like that, wouldn't you?
No.
All right, so I'm taking that out and moving on.
That's a good idea.
All right, random fuel expense. We need a break?
Okay.
Based on pass, that's what I got for travel, and that's like going back and forth to whatever the water, well, whatever.
From getting stuff here and there.
Yeah.
Always good to have a budget for that, yeah.
Okay. And you'll see that one's in a whole different page, but if you want to go back and look at that.
What page?
It's on...
First one?
Oh, fuel travel's on page 2, in the top part under billing and facilities and equipment, under auto expenses. The fuel, gasoline, unleaded, and non-fuel, other, diesel, red fuel, whatever's on the bottom of that page. All right, so, yeah, we 2011 it was 565, 2012 was 837. Of course, that probably,
what?
So I think 500 should be okay to cover us on that. Are we agreeable on that?
950 on the green pages. 950.
Top of the page, my okay, we good on the travel fuel 500?
What's the travel fuel?
Going back and forth
that's
to town.
That's you get fuel in town.
Oh, like if you go to...
If you go to gas station.
Or somewhere and we need to get fuel. Or we go to Phoenix to get coal.
Okay, and then we have 7,000 for... Oh, sorry. Yeah, fuel, non-road use, other. I think that's red fuel.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're at $6,100 for the year already, so I estimated 82. But the previous years, we've been around 5,000.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be that much.
So we can go back to 5,000 on that, perhaps?
Except you have to take into account the amount that it's costing.
Yeah.
And you're not going to change the amount of fuel that you use.
I think
use.
We used excess this last year.
And we have, right, but if we're using equipment for.
What have we used in the past?
5.
Because I mean, that was
yeah,
really.
Yeah, we've been right under 5.
That was really a good number.
I think so. 7,500.
If the average has been 5,000, that was still good. You're up 2,000.
Because
that overcompensates for the
I know, because I didn't know if it was an increase in the cost of the fuel.
Well, and just understand, we don't have a truck right now that takes diesel. So
but if we get a truck with diesel,
that's all going to be, I think, leaving it the same as it's been in the past.
5. And we're looking at line 52, right?
Yes.
So lower that by 2,000?
Yeah.
And I don't, what was the average for the
5
for the regular fuel?
Oh, the average regular fuel was 2,500. No.
You got it listed as 3,500.
No, I know.
Well, at the end of 2,000,
5,500 for the 3-year average. Right.
for the last 3 years, it was 6,800. That's not including this last year, the 3 years before that. I estimated 3,500 for the year and this year.
I think 5,600
is still. Because then the other fuel truck, that 500 would make it to 6,000.
Okay. And propane, we're at 8,500. I just figured for the increase in propane, what do y'all think about that?
Okay, my question is, I know it was discussed about changing over to Barking instead of AmeriGas.
And what we've done on that is I'm constantly, and they are labor intensive. I have to micromanage AmeriGas. Robert can contest it because he's getting the bills and checking what we start with. They send me overdue bills. They send me, and part of that is I go in and they want to send us rent on my tank, and I've got to go into a dollar for rent on the tank, but they don't ever bill me for a dollar. They always bill me for the savvy cost when I go in. Can you fix this change and they send it back and so on? And they also said that they need to change prices.
Oh, they will?
Yeah. So it's just something that I have to do every time we get a bill from
them. If we don't ask for that price,
yeah, they don't do it.
They will not give it to us. The problem we've had is that we've all wanted to like get a 1,000-gallon tank and bury it in each cavity, which, you know, depending on how fuel fluctuates, you know, saves us a ton of money. Costly at first, but you know, all these tanks we rent, so we're kind of stuck.
Yeah. And I got that.
We're kind of stuck to using these unless we,
purchase
tanks or rent from Garkane. I mean, that's a touchy.
Well, I know there had been discussion at the meetings about renting from Garkane.
And the changeover would be very expensive, mm-hmm. but with them meeting Garkane's price, then
that's
right.
And then you going down constantly to make sure that they're not overcharging you.
Very nice.
But that's only twice a year, right?
But even if they meet their price, it still belongs to AmeriGas, the tank, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't they have to change it out?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
They
have to change.
Yeah, if you went to
Garkane,
you would.
Yeah.
If I changed that mine.
It's only twice a year that the bill comes out, but it's about every month when I get the old. When I get the unpaid balance, I have to call them every month.
Now, in 2 years from now, are they going to bring their price up? They're going to be equal anyhow. We're wasting our time doing this, or what?
That could be every year.
Well, I mean, they're a new company, basically, in town, and they're trying to get everybody's business, so they're lowering their price. After they get enough business going, they could say, hey, we can't do this anymore. We're going to match their price and not go over or under, so we might as well just stay where we're at, maybe.
Yeah, if they're
just
matching price now,
we're not just filling one 500.
What are they matching price on?
Gas. Okay.
How much? Who are they comparing it to? Coast?
No, because Coast isn't in town.
Coast is gone.
AmeriGas is comparing it to Garkane.
I know. All right. So they're comparing their prices with Garkane?
Yeah.
They're giving us Garkane prices?
Yeah,
they said
they
matched
them.
Are you paying?
You know what? You bet. Every time that they say that, you call Garkane.
Yeah, that's why I say it's a very labor intensive bill. And not only do I call them when we get the bills, I have to call them every month to remind them we need to fix this and adjust it.
Well, when a whole bunch of us switched out, we went from, because we were on Coast, and AmeriGas bought Coast.
Right.
A bunch of us bought over to AmeriGas, or over to Garkane.
Yes.
The very first thing they did,
okay.
AmeriGas, was they threatened to sue us.
Oh.
What happened is they threatened to sue Beller. Beller said that they threatened to sue him because he was swapping out because he didn't pre-notify them. So I took a letter before I swapped mine out. I took a letter to Coast Gas and said, I'm no longer going to use your service. Boom. And then it was an amalgam of big mess. But now I'm not saying we're going to get this kind of discount with Garkane. But you know what I paid, Helen?
Yeah.
Less than $2.
Wow.
You know why?
What?
I'm over 62.
Oh, I am too.
That's why I'm saying,
Linda,
we can use you.
Joe went in and said, asked the same thing, and they were going to charge him $2 a gallon for propane because he was over 65.
It's one of the bigger reasons why I married an older woman. for all it is.
Well,
No. I said, well, what are you charging me? I thought it was like three.
$350
He said, well, how come I'm not getting the same, you're bringing the same truck, how come I'm not getting the same rate? But then again, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, and it's a good old boy thing.
So should we be asking, should members get the same price or not?
You have to talk to them personally. I mean, even on our own tank at home, we have to talk to them personally about it. They don't just do it automatically.
Right.
They give you a new tank? Just put your tank out?
Yep.
You're going to do that.
Well, we own our own tank.
Yeah.
So it's just when they, when we call them now to come up and call so I can call Garkane or America.
Well, if you own your own tank.
Yeah. Well, think about in the future, if purchasing your own tanks.
I don't know. For me, it's kind of like a guarantee. Like, if it starts leaking or whatever, they'll replace it.
Yeah.
And they'll replace the gas.
Right. But they did that for us when we had problems.
I mean, I can do that. Brent can do that.
They did it.
On your own private tank, and they came back and fixed and gave you back the gas that you lost?
Well, yeah, no, but we didn't lose much. I had a slow leak, and I couldn't stop it.
Yeah.
And they said just
let it go down
until it's empty, and then we'll come back and fill it. We won't keep it at 80% or 60%. So it took 5 years to empty it, and then they came out and
fixed it. They charge you for the refill?
Well, they charge you they just charge me for filling it up. There's no way of telling how much I lost.
Yeah, how much gas you lost.
We didn't lose anything.
Well,
that
was
slow. If we got our own tank, we lost 50% of the tank bottle. If it's their tank, they'll replace that gas for you. When they come out and look at it, see the whole thing overnight, they'll come out and replace your gas for you. Whereas if you own your
tank. I hope that's a slow leak. It took me 5 years to empty the tank.
Right, but that's why I hesitate here, because what if we lost it in 6 months? We lose all that gas.
But the odds of having that happen, if you have a good tank that you bought, you shouldn't expect that to happen.
The propane issue is always going to be, AmeriGas is a little bit better on doing some service calls. But they charge it, and it's like, I mean, they lost when I just stayed with Coast. If Coast had stayed in business, even with a better price from Garkane, I would have stayed
Thank
with
you.
Coast.
Yeah.
But I would not go with AmeriGas no matter what. They just have, and now that they're the only game in Canab, they have, we're a big customer.
They should be happy for us.
And you think that they would want to try to really treat us good, but it's an issue of politics and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Well, anyway, getting back to the propane, find out what they're charging us specifically. Okay, they're going to be comparable to Garkane. Well, are they looking for $3 for Garkane because it's farm rate, or are they looking at it because I don't know whose name it is in. If you're going to give people 60 and over a discount, I don't know. We should check the price of that.
That I didn't know about, but
I'd say 90% of the members out here are 60 something.
But it would have to depend on whose name it was in, I guess, or something. But if they're willing to do it for that, they should be willing to do that.
It might be different.
Rate also. Because supposedly we're getting a better rate when they fill ours because it's supposed to be a farm rate. So
we'll need to check that. So 8,500 good? Oh.
Yeah, I think not that it matters, but I think there's also a law they have to follow. They have to come up and check your tank every 2 years.
Yeah.
Whether you call them or not.
Yeah.
Well, they do.
Yeah.
They look at them every time they
come up. I know the guy that comes up.
Yeah, but I call them and said, I don't need any, don't come up. And then all of a sudden, 2 years later, I get a bill saying they put in,
$100
worth of fuel. I didn't call you. Well, by law, we have to look every 2 years. So unless you call them every year and cancel, they will show up. Especially when you own your own tank.
Okay, so $8,500 good on the budget for that, you think?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, moving on.
You expected it to be more?
No.
Because it was 8,000. That was the end of 2013.
Well, we don't know that yet.
Well,
I think here.
Propane,
Oh, she just got filled. Did we get billed? Because we were at 3,900 They haven't come in. Oh, I thought they did. Okay. So we're at 3,900 now. I'm figuring that was only half the year. We've got another half to go. Well, then that's not commuted because of the cabin propane. But anyway, I estimated we're going to end up at 8,000, so that's probably a wrong number.
I think it's 55. No.
You think what?
So 85 is high.
Mm-hmm. You want to go for 8?
No, no, no.
Do you guys think it's smart to buy at the end of the year before the next year just because of the fluctuation in prices?
Is it higher or lower during the season?
We just fill the garden cabin 7, 8 and the ramp. The ramp south.
Yeah, we don't do everything normally.
I mean, I'm so afraid that, you know, next year, 50 cents, you know, 50 cents is 50 cents, but 50 cents times 200 gallons, 400, you know.
8 rather than
85. No,
85 is good.
85 is
good? Okay. Well, I think, too, if you check with AmeriGas, and when we go to look at the budget totally, you might get a different rate and see what we can do there and maybe fluctuate right there.
Okay, moving on. We're into the insurance category now. So liability, property, director's insurance. Are we good on that end year-end number there, do you think, or is that a set thing for a year, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what is our set? Right now we're at 5673, so I figured we'd end the year at 7,500. Is that
what
accurate?
Insurance are you on?
The AOI.
Is that the liability property insurance?
Yeah.
Now, I'm looking on page 3 of your other stuff. It was 6249, 6492, 7404, 5673, and 5280.
Well, we're at 5673 now. I estimated the end of the year to be 6280. Because I know we had still another bill to pay. So she'll tell us what the final number is. And the final number is
56
Okay, so we've paid for the property liability insurance for the rest of the year? Okay, so that instead of 7,500 or 5680.
Okay. It should be
56. I was doing that by quarterly, thinking we still have more to pay.
No, I actually just do one.
Farmers with auto insurance, that's 2 lines down. So, yeah, what is that one cost?
That should end up being 12.
1,200?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's 1,400. Oh, gotcha. 1,200?
Mm-hmm. This, if that could fluctuate if we had a truck.
It will fluctuate when we get a truck.
Yeah. So.
Well, should I keep it at 15 then?
35 from
the maybe that's why you did this one when we talked about that.
So,
15,
back to
1500.
All right. Because we are talking next year and we do need a new truck. All right. Everybody good on that? Workman's comp, is that 1500 a year? Spot rate, what is that? Get reimbursed on my workers' comp. How do you guys get reimbursed on that? I don't understand that.
Workers' comp, what pain is 15?
15 even? Okay, hold on. And we'll leave that where it's at. All right. Okay. Livestock, wildlife, agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we finished the insurance. Everybody with us there? Yeah. All right. Crop management, erosion control. Who's in charge of that this year? Is that? So, I don't know if we need 5,000 or not. I don't know. I know we spent a bit on that. We did some spiking this year.
We did.
No, she's doing it this year.
We did do 3,000 plus
$2,200
in seed, and the spike was only $600.
Is that spike something you have to do every year? Is this stuff we need to do every year?
I think so. There are certain sections that we need to spike.
You mean redo the sections or do another section?
Spike kills sagebrush. And I just found out that it does not kill rabbit brush.
Does it kill manzanita either?
Probably. it kills anything. It kills anything woody. And it kills it.
Yes.
Shut up, Lily.
Whoa.
Oh.
I think we should do sections. I think doing little sections here and there would benefit the ranch a lot in certain areas.
Equipment to spread this spike?
No, it's just a broadcast. It's a little pellet like this. And I wish I had a section. I do have a section to show you. At the end of the well field right here, I spread about 20 acres. But I found out after I spread it that it doesn't kill rabbit brush.
But it's 20 acres, and that's what costs about $600 to do that 20 acres.
It does not spread. I mean, it's $300 a bag for a 20-pound bag. It's
get over it now.
and something to consider while we have this. It's on my list of things. You've been up to the meadow. There's a lot of sections that are covered with thistle, and thistle is coming. It spreads. Each one of those pods on Scotch thistle has about 100,000 seeds in it. We have the state come through, the county rather. Come through and spray for us. But
Spike doesn't kill that either?
Spike will kill that. Yeah. Spike is so expensive. My proposal is to get some kind of chemical. We have a tank that goes on a four-wheeler, and we could spread chemical over big areas. And to go along with the brush hogging that's done, to go behind and spray.
So then we probably should keep the $5,000.
I think leaving it there, the $3,000 from this last year went to seed right here. And I can show you, I mean, it's this thick. It's great. It's a great crop. Not going to get grazed this year, but I think spending another $3,000 on more seed to do
another area,
broad hollow, instead of all that rabbit brush right there. Mm-hmm. I have some grass right there. It's an annual.
Perennial,
excuse me. We're here to cut and scrape, and this might be an area when we get to the end to go back and say, maybe we don't need 5,000, maybe we could take a couple out, but I really want to concentrate on the thistle, and that chemical is kind of expensive.
Yeah, I called the dude that comes out here and does that on your property.
Carl.
They don't consider the tumbleweed a noxious weed.
They don't.
I thought it wasn't
noxious
weed. Some people. Yeah, it's very
noxious. Some people don't consider manzanita.
No, I think it's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Okay.
I call it womanzanita.
A pain in the what?
It's a weed. To me, it's a weed.
So,
hey.
A weed is anything growing for you.
If we can spend the same amount on seed and spray, we could probably cut $1,000 there at the end. I mean, but I would
leave it for the time being.
Right.
All right. Well, let's leave it for the time being. Let's see where we can go back. I put a question mark by it, so we can go back at the end.
Okay.
Look at. So now we're into the fencing. I have a real problem with this one. You can see the numbers of what was actually spent this year, or let me put it this way, what has been spent to do the fencing this year. Out of that $19,000, we were budgeted $10,000, but out of that $19,000, there still is $4,772 that Dale is going to submit for payment on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when
$4,000 or
that. Total expenditure of the year that was spent for
to date.
that was spent for fencing this year. But we have only paid. Was the number 4772? Something like that. We've only paid 14.5 of that. So we're going to be presented with another bill for 4772. Which will add up to 19,000. So at that point, do we scrap next year's 10,000 and we've already overspent that now? Now, because we didn't have ranch managers for a while and we haven't paid out what we needed to, we're going to end the year.
$12,000 over.
So we actually ended up saving $12,000 this year that will be left at the end of the budget. So that could compensate for what was overspent in the fencing area. We could still keep the $10,000 in fencing to come. But I want to be sure. You know, this is two things that happened this year. I want to make sure that they don't happen again. At the last meeting, we talked about this. I said, Dale particularly, are overspending in these categories, and you're not even, you know, you're not bringing, asking for approval ahead of time to do this. He knows better to do that. He's been told for years. So how am I supposed to be a treasurer and take care of this budget when you're overspending and you don't come to the board and ask for more money? Like, okay, I understand the concept of, well, the fencing guys are there. Let's get this done. However, when we authorize the $5,000 to be spent in fencing, you don't go spend another $5,000 more because the fencing guy's there right now. You come back to the board and say, hey, he's here. We can do what he did instead of fencing off. I went and hiked the spring. Brent, you've seen the Meadow Canyon. What are they, like 50 feet apart maybe? 50 feet apart. Cut those two springs off to keep them, the cattle away from those two springs with a 200-square-foot fence.
Oh, yeah, easily.
Easily. We have an 1,100-square-foot fence, 1,200-square-foot fence. Which came to this bill of $19,000. The same thing happened on the roads. When we authorize the $5,000, he just takes it on his own initiative. Let's do the rest of the road while the guy's here. Ends up costing us another $5,000, and we never, or more, $7,500 more, that we never approved out of the road budget. We haven't got the road budget yet. How do we make this not happen so that, because now this year we have a stable ranch manager, we have a stable team. We don't have this at the end of the year coming up with $12,000 extra just because we're lucky. This could put us, if we wouldn't have Paul and Nancy this year, everything would have been stable. We might not have that $12,000. We might not be able to pay our property taxes that come due next month. Because how do we control it? Okay, we're going to rest right there. And so we need to think about that when we determine what the budget amount is going to be for the next year. Certainly, we still need fencing. We don't know how much right now because nobody here is in the fencing committee, right? Some event, or you, but you wouldn't have any places for us. But what, can you get your, the map and maybe?
Well, I mean,
we need,
I can tell you a lot of fence just needs to be tuned up. The south end of the meadow and
yes.
Some of the meadow fence needs to either be resprung with new wire and new posts here and there. So this $10,000 estimate for next year could include the cattle guard, which...
That's not fencing, but well, I guess it would be. I guess it is.
You're containing.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, I don't know who's in charge of fencing. Shauna? Would be agriculture. So, you know, there are certain areas that need some fence tune-up. I don't know of any other springs that need to be fenced off, or
He did the same thing on Leaf Springs. It's got like a 1,000-foot fence around it now.
I think
spring areas.
I think, you know, if you look at past budgets, having Taylor Button come in, and I think we saved $7,000 for him to come in that one year, and you know we had a excess at the end of the year for a fence budget. Which I used for this fence. The year before that, I think we spent $3,500, $4,000. I'm just kind of going off the top of my head. But,
and that money spent on fencing. No, that did include the fencing supply.
I think at the next board meeting, motion that whenever we get a bid for something, I professionally, when I was working with trucks, if we exceeded our estimate by 10%, the customer didn't have to pay the bill because it's the court. So if we come up with a $5,000 or $10,000 figure on a fence or a cattle guard or anything, if somebody, a board member, exceeds that by 10%, then
especially with no
there should be no requirement upon us to pay it. Whoever exceeds it should be responsible for the bill. So whether it's Dale or whether it's Art, and he says, okay, fine, your equipment's here. You said 5,000. You want 5,000 more for going the extra distance? We can go 10% over the 5,000. We should make that a limit and pass it so all board members are aware of that. You can't exceed any estimate by more than 10% without board approval.
Well, that's good. In other words, they can pay for it themselves.
If they do, they have to pay for it
we'll
themselves.
We'll make that up in motion.
So we'll make to be aware of it. And
it doesn't matter what it is.
It doesn't matter who it is or what it is.
Fencing,
we're not talking politics. We're talking mathematics.
This whole meeting is a waste of time because the budget means nothing if you're not going to follow it. So if we don't do something like that and keep it under control, it means nothing to be sitting here.
We're
stripping
up politics.
We're stuck
up there. Mathematics.
Yeah.
You can't exceed a specific number by a
30%.
And we can make it 7% or we can make it 15% if you want. But there should be a percentage put on it.
Sounds good.
If you look at the $10,000 budget estimate for next year, I mean, that's a good number. That's a good average number for the last. I don't think we've ever gone over that.
And that does not include any fencing that you want to do here at the headquarters.
No.
We've done.
If there was money left over,
we've done it. You know, I'm looking at headquarters money for that.
So that might be
and
where
also,
you get your headquarters money,
right.
Depending on what fencing
right.
we figure that needs to be done.
Well, other plans of other people.
How much did we spend here? $1,500?
This was only $1,500.
What we did here.
I don't know other plans of other people.
And
you know, I can say $10,000 and, you know, hire Kevin Button to come in and do that south fence on the meadow. And
well, really I think there are other areas that need to have that money spent. We spent a tremendous amount on fencing last year, so I don't think this should be a priority.
Right.
But what you're talking about is mending fences
right,
and getting
right,
some wires
right.
going through. I think that's how it should be viewed. Okay, you pay a little more in this category last year. You don't do that as much this year.
Right.
So 10,000 sounds good to me as an average for what we have been
well,
doing.
Well, and that's counting 3,000 for the cattle guard, 4,500, depending on how much whoever puts it in.
But we've talked about that, I know, for almost 10 years.
A cattle guard?
In the middle of Canyon
well,
Road.
They also talk about
I'm
a cattle guard.
About here. The ranch.
No, I'm talking cattle guard.
And the one here has got to be strong enough to handle a propane tank on a regular basis because that's going to be an average.
Coming
in there, a heavy weight propane tank.
Right. No, the ones, the cattle guard that I'm looking at are safety.
That other cattle guard we talked about on Meadow Canyon Road, what department were we talking about on that?
We haven't gotten there. That's why.
Well, that was just stuff that we brought up before.
I'm throwing it in. This
all right,
fencing
so
material
that
category.
Cattle
because
guard.
That's a good place to put it.
Now, the $10,000 for fencing, unless we have a contract with John Hunt that says we're responsible for a certain amount of fencing, I don't know if
we
are. Have to be careful.
Well,
yeah.
Our contract states that we are supposed to get a certain amount in. Now, are we at that point? And I guess we have to ask Ben, are we at that point? Are we at the point of just maintaining now? Because when we get to maintaining part, he needs to help cover the cost mm-hmm. too.
Well,
that's how our contract.
This number right here didn't go.
I trimmed my man's meter.
Correct.
I did it.
You're right. It did it. So we have to find out from Ben where we are with that.
Right.
When I asked Ben last year.
Well, as a ranch caretaker or manager, and you know, Doug Hunt's not here, so I kind of oversee the cattle and just knowing the cows in Meadow Canyon, where they go, what happens, the cows down here, the cows in Broad Hollow, the cows on the BLM with water everywhere, and where the bulls are, that south border fence of the meadow with the cattle guard there is crucial to the ranch.
We need to get that done this year.
We need to do that.
Yeah. So, and that's rewiring or redoing the whole fence? Is that a Taylor Button job or your job?
We have the post hole digger here. You know, I bought a auger for the... And I think I can do it. And it's not
a
one. Yeah.
I can help.
Restringing your taller post, making it taller. You know, that fence isn't very tall.
Right.
A couple gates.
It's a little, you know, the dials going around?
Yeah.
It's not
digital. I thought it was Arizona.
You can't read even with a digital clock?
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Bye, Ron. So can you kind of figure out the footage of, since you know the fencing, can you figure out the fencing that footage that we need, and then we can get a price from?
About 1,300 feet.
For the whole ranch?
For
that area.
Oh, for that area.
Spot.
So we can get an estimate from Button or Jessup. Both.
Right.
On that. Yeah, you know, I saw, I was going through all the emails, and I saw an estimate given to us via Dale on Jessup fencing, 10 cents per foot for the labor. I have no way to go back and figure out.
I think somewhere $4 to $7 a foot, something like
how
that.
How much?
$4 to $7 a foot.
Versus 10 cents?
Wait a minute.
Well,
okay,
that's
maybe,
everything.
That's included.
That's everything.
Yeah, this was just for the labor part, or I could have my number wrong. I have to go back and find an email. I don't change it somewhere. Okay. I don't know if you guys remember when you remember that.
I think Taylor was starting $7 a foot.
I figured that out because I had an invoice. All right, I can't remember now.
Well, I mean,
all right, so
if you look at...
Leave it 10,000 or and maybe do some of this fencing around here with that, or what do you think?
See how far it goes.
Yeah. You look at the estimate for the last 4 or 5 years, right?
Caligari and then $1,300 square feet for... feet for South Meadow. South Bend on Meadow Canyon. All right. So we'll leave that where it's staying. All right. Fish and supplies. Well, that's where he left. He didn't want to talk about the fish. He didn't want to talk about the fish. $1,500. Is that where we're going
to
end up?
I don't want to go wearing that shirt of mine.
Just in time for fish. Yeah, I might wash it myself.
Material on labor on fence work through November 13th of last year. Extended belt along Red Reservoir repaired and built new fence on the cattle guard, from cattle guard up the hill on north side of on North Slide Road repaired. Repaired coming into Bear Spring Plant, the fence east of Fish Pond, Lower Crawford. That was about $5,000. And you were asking about how per foot about
on Jessup's bill.
Well, this was Taylor.
Right. That was the...
Taylor doesn't put it for that way.
That was the $4,500 bill, wasn't it? I think Taylor gives us a really good deal from what I understand. He gives a good deal, and it's kind of just, you know, okay, I'll do this project for this much. Instead of being per foot and so exact, he does it as a favor to the ranch.
He
pretty much covers his cost. I know from some of their emails, that they were saying that they actually during the year they save up old stuff from other places so that they can reuse it here and so it doesn't cost them so much.
Yeah.
They reuse older stuff and so on. But it doesn't matter who does it. The price is good. We know how much we need and we get a bid.
And the product's good.
And the product's good and the work is good.
Yeah.
Jessup built a good fence.
They do. Those are awesome fences, no doubt about it. And was it, you know, something that was good for the ranch? Yeah. To build a source protection zone is good for the ranch. Do we need it now? No. Do we need to spend that $9,000 now? No. Is it good for the future? Sure. If we develop water, but that could be 5 years. That could be whatever. Something we just didn't have to spend right now. Okay, so we'll leave the $10,000 on that, and then we're down to the fish again.
You can look at it in a positive light.
Which is. There actually was extra this particular year
to pay for it,
to cover it, but
we haven't paid it all yet either.
Fishing supplies.
No. Okay, fishing stuff. I don't know why I put 1,800, but it should be 1,500. That's what it's been.
1,500 is family. Small fish.
Well, and
all their free fish, let's make it 15.
Yeah.
But they charge per pound.
They do.
Yeah,
I know.
Well, I've also replaced some kitchen bowls that were broken. But,
wait.
We
rent out.
Oh.
That's a different category.
And you rent them out, so they pretty much pay for themselves.
I tried. So, yeah. Oh. Nobody does it.
They did it.
They take the tool off of the tackle box and lose all that hooks.
Should we be supplying that?
We have a box in there. We've approved it before.
Yeah, but like if they're taking it out and not bringing the stuff back.
No, they bring it back. That was until we left again and everything disappeared. We came back and there's no poles. They're broken. There's no cash in the box. There's nothing. And we add a few things.
Leave it that way and let them bring it home?
Each year, we just added, put a couple extra things in there.
We have a dependable person now. Okay.
Yeah, people will be people. Mm-hmm. It's expensive.
He knows who it is. We can call him back up.
I actually know who.
Somebody broke one of our poles, and he said he went home. He didn't have anything with him at the time, but he went home and he mailed us a pole to replace it.
Well, I've always, with those stickers that we put on the windows. If people are up there fishing and they're not supposed to be, we're around so much, and a lot of people are around so much, they know who's at the ponds a lot of times, or who, came down, got holes, and we know who's in the cabins, who's got kids, if they're going to fish.
Right.
It's kind of,
Okay, moving on. Grazing fee expense.
We leave it at 18,
no, we left it at 15. Okay, that's kind of a weird one. Because we're at 6:43 right now, and I didn't know if that was paying what we need for the rest of the year.
Why is that so much more?
Well, that's what I said. And I only had 2:43 when I put the number in, so that's wrong. So because right now we're up. Oh, we still are up to 2:43. So
that bill will come in. So.
So are we looking at about $800 for total?
Yeah.
Okay. So should I change it to $800?
Yeah, but it's only 5% difference.
Okay. Alrighty. And petting zoo, $500 for feed.
With that money that's been left on, a lot of it used for cat food.
Yeah. That's what it's basically used for now, for cat food.
And I think that in the past we have supplemented their costs on their notes and things because they use the notes to open up.
For dancing goats.
Yes. They have to go to the thing as well.
Okay. Yes. And the chickens? Oh, my. You ever watch the Buffett chickens?
No.
You have not seen the Muppet Chicken?
No. I have kids, yeah.
You don't need kids to watch that stuff.
Anyway. Can I watch this? Okay. All right, so $500, leave that?
Yeah.
Okay. And I think we need the cats here to take care of the mice.
$1,000.
It could be $1,000.
Oh, speaking of snakes.
It also depends if we want to have more animals for the ranch.
Well, we've always taken that. We've never really asked anybody for anything to help supplement any costs. Ben actually brought this up.
Said that they should supplement.
A little bit for feed here and there, but, we've never really asked for it. But it's good to have.
So do you submit a bill to this?
It used to be, for the first time, it was $600 a year that they put in the budget. They put $600 in, and just every few months, I just collect it. And then...
You turn in bills for us?
What
do you mean by collect?
No. When we buy,
we
turn in
receipts. No,
receipts.
Not for us.
We do?
No, we don't. I've never turned in a receipt for food.
When
you go on to...
Oh, the cat food. Yeah. That was this year. They've never paid cat food. That...
all the other chicken food and...
They didn't buy specifically our feed. Our feed bill is astronomical.
But when we bought it, did we...
No, I never submitted a receipt. They just gave us that much for feed. Oh, that's commented. Our hay bill is over $600 a year. Just for hay.
Right.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe what it is for.
No, I know. 100%.
We paid $500 a month, but when we lived here before, our feed bill was $500 a month.
But you think for money?
For all the things that we have. Oh, yeah. Oh, we fed the llamas that were here when we got here. That were here for, what, 3 years?
Where'd they come from?
They were here.
I don't know. Somebody dropped them off.
Really? Okay, we fed them. Oh, yeah. But we fed them, and we feed the peacock, and we feed whatever. It doesn't, I have no complaints. I'm not.
So I just didn't know if you submitted a bill and got paid for it, or a certain amount of money up front. This is the $500 from the budget, and that's what you have to pay for.
That's how it was. It was kind of like that. It was just.
So we keep it even. An odd small.
Well, she says only if you want more than the 500, because right now we're just slotting the 500, so.
I don't need more than that.
Then
I don't care that we need
a receipt.
We're just supplementing.
Okay.
Well,
on that.
Just so it's honest, I mean, you have
receipts. Hey, you mentioned your cats control the mice.
Yeah.
The rattlesnakes for your own information. I received an email. People for self-protection use mace to protect them from humans or from bears. They say, don't waste your money and your time. Buy wasp spray.
Yeah.
It'll actually kill a rattlesnake, kill a mouse, and temporarily blind a person that's coming after you. And it costs a lot less than a wasp.
Remind me.
Some home defense. You can't shoot anybody.
Remind me at the end of the meeting, I got an email the other day. I don't know if I sent it to y'all. 15-foot-long rattlesnake, the size of a boa constrictor. I've got pictures of it in here.
Huge! Could have, his jaw?
Yeah.
Was the, his jaw was the length of a butter, a bread knife.
What was it?
A rattlesnake.
Wow.
Where was this?
In Arizona. I'll show you after the meeting. Remind me. Okay, so we'll leave that $500. And with livestock other, I just don't even know what that is. And we didn't spend anything in 2010, but in 2011 we had $750 basically. 2012 we had nothing. And this year we already had $322.50. So I didn't know what to put in there.
I think they bought hay for some horses that were here. That's just kind of what I've heard.
Is that what that was? The 250 and then? I don't know what that's for. That could be that. I thought that's what the $1,000 was for in the budget. For.
I'm not good at talking. I'm not good at talking.
Hey. I don't even do this for my own business. I want you to know this. I don't even do this for my own business. This sucks.
I hate to say it, but we got to keep moving on. I got about 3 hours of welding to do tonight before it gets dark, so we're going to have to keep moving here.
Because
I'm leaving tomorrow morning early, and if I don't get it done, I can't get my cabin closed up.
Okay, you look it up. All right, grading. Grading goes into the whole road thing, and this is another category that was misspent this year. The road.
Page 5 on the first section.
There's a breakdown on that, so there was
four from the bottom.
All right.
So do I leave it with, we just blank that out now?
All right, so we put 0 there for the livestock other.
Put something in there for it then?
0.
Is that number correct?
What?
The grading?
Well, that was grading and contract. Services combined.
Oh, okay.
So, and I think,
let me find it on the sheet here if you guys find it from the page.
Page 5.
Okay.
Page
5.
Fifth one up.
Okay.
So we have not yet covered yet what's going to come in for this year, Linda, on that road project.
I know we overspent on
it. We're already at 18.
18,000 on the roads. Are you going to want to? I have a whole load of sheet of this breakdown, aren't 1,800 or 1,800.
Oh, 1,800. We were over, though. These are in February. We just, the 1,800 is in February. And it was contract
services. Okay, so what does that mean?
Contract services is just different.
Like, that would pay Larry.
9,000 in contract services, which had no budget.
So right now, I have us figured at 13,300 something. It's going to be our end of 500. Oh, no. Culvert, we're on there. We can't cut anything from the roads, no matter what was overspent this year. And I'm sorry, I don't have my paper here without going through my whole pile of what was actually spent on the road. But we have to keep that at 10,000 because the roads are the major things here. Yeah, we're going to end up $13,335 is what we're going to end up this year for our bills on the roads.
And that's not with what maintenance.
And what may get come in?
What maintenance do?
Yeah.
Can you get an email or something?
I can't remember now. Anyway, there might be more on that, but I don't think we need to change the 10,000 on the front on the every year. I don't think we could certainly use 20,000, but we don't have 20,000, so I think 10,000 is where we stand.
And contract services fed into that.
Yeah, that goes in the same thing.
So it's 170 and 71 should be together.
Yeah, there's just one number there, the 10,000.
If we just put 10,000 on contract services rather than under grading specifically.
Sure. I'll change that.
Right. And you're right. I mean, we can spend $100,000.
Yeah, we could. All right, the BLM right-of-way fees, those are staying the same. Or are they good for 4 years there, Linda?
Mm-hmm. Or they're paying.
That's right-of-way fees. And they last year.
Yeah. So 13 we should be due again. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did this year?
Well, we haven't heard from them.
Right, but they kind of know where last time.
Yeah,
like, you can just pop a bill on them and leave it in there. Okay. All right, and then we do, you know, culverts is a big thing too this year. I know we talked about culverts.
Yeah.
I know we also need some. We need some on your road. That's the old Burn Road. No, that was farther up.
Further up on the way to Poland.
Do we need new ones in your road there, or just need that one fixed up? That
well, he fixed it already. I don't know how much it's going to help if it comes down hard, but it's
got to
help a bunch because it's opened up.
That one needs to be dug out and repositioned, and another one needs to be placed
next to it.
Not next to it, but up the road a little bit.
So we still need one more up there. Oh, Larry Belson was high on his bike. Oh, well, if it isn't the Cuban backhoe. And I took a ride up to the end of Slide last time I was up here. It's up on the end. I mean, it doesn't service a lot of lots, but then again, it services some. And they've got three major washouts. And then three other places where the road just gets tore up because of the water. But I know we can't.
There's something I thought about the other day when I came down with the meeting with Earl. It didn't dawn on me because I was never on fire protection before, or whatever you want to call it. I thought the dike was muddy, so I went the long way to come down yesterday. And when I was going past Phil's place, something popped in my brain that scared me. He has sometimes 25 to 50 Boy Scouts up there. What if there's a fire down below him, between him and the Meadow Canyon Road? His only way out is past my cabin down across the dike. What if it rains and the first two-wheel drive car gets stuck on that dike. Now there's 25 Boy Scouts that cannot get out because there's no out of that burn area from Phil Hall's place.
There's no way out.
So that road all of a sudden, because the number of people that Phil puts there, could jeopardize 25 kids or 50 kids if he has them up there.
because he can't get out his road, which is a good road. He has to come out my road past Fred Searle's place. And if the first car gets stuck on that dike, nobody's getting out.
Yeah, that one.
Not that I'm on the board, that's what I'm requiring, but that just never dawned on me before, because I always get by with our four-wheel drive. But it dawned on me on the number of kids and the number of people that come up in two-wheel drive cars. If it rains, they can't get out. They can't get out.
Not only are you on the board, but you're on the road. So we're going
to
do that issue.
But I don't like voting on things that are conflict of interest. I'm voting for that because I'm a board member and it benefits me. So I don't want to vote. But it does need to be done.
No, it does.
Any, you know, and this is kind of my thoughts on things. Anything that can restrict access to any part of the lot, any part of Deer Springs, you know, I really kind of keep an eye on and try and fix. And that's why, like, I wrote it up as this is a top priority.
Yeah.
You know, that road, I mean, it's, you're cutting the head off to the...
It's not just the dike, though. You go back about another 300 yards, it's so muddy, I come down in my four-wheel drive down the road sideways until I hit the gutter, and then it straightens me out. If it was a two-wheel drive, I'd be stuck right there. So you'd be stuck before you reach the dike.
We need to get with the people on that road.
Need some gravel on it.
Well, you and Brent take your... back road, go over there. Can you do that if it's someone's private property though?
If you have permission from the board, our right of ways on both sides of the road. So.
Because that one side is filled up. That used to be a water.
Yeah.
See, where's your
pond over there?
Sure. 15 feet. I'm gonna show him something.
Anyway. So we definitely, I think that's a major thing that we should get done this year. I'm going to add the wish list, the culverts over in Far Slide. I don't know how to describe it. And I know I counted six, but three for sure at some point that are major. Okay. Is it the next one, the next category? Auto insurance? Linda, do I have the right number on that? I don't know if you're done with your paint, but I'm not. We're not.
All that grass will then be taken to the grader. Pulled down.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. Only somebody that drives by it may not have to know that.
Yeah, that's not what I wanted to point it out.
Under building expenses. Building at the very beginning.
From that point, somebody's cabin. All grass.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how much
I've got $2,000 allotted.
After that point, I'm going like this down the road.
It was $1,900 in 2011. 2012, I had nothing.
So if it was just a backhoe.
And this year, I had
a grader come along and just drag it down the hill.
But $1,400, I estimate.
You could probably take care of half of that problem for free, other than labor.
But if you have another vehicle added to it.
But of course, you know, without a screen, you're going to have some big rocks. You're going to have.
We could add that on the other category there.
Hey, can we back up to 74 real quick?
In a minute.
Yep.
So we added. You had auto insurance up here under insurance on line 59.
Yeah.
You had that on line 59.
Yes, you did.
Auto insurance is 1500.
Oh, I had it here. What? Oh!
And we kept it at 1500.
Okay, so we can cross that. Oh, we just saved it.
We got 2000.
Take out 2000 there.
Mm-hmm.
On auto insurance?
No, because you already included.
Under vehicle expense, take out auto insurance, line 77.
Take out 77?
Yeah.
Do you
want to
do on 74?
Signage and maps. Looking through all the signs that were made however many years ago. Did you make some?
I didn't make any. I just had them. I donated the wood. I had the wood cut. I had it trimmed. I brought them up. They went to Layton, Utah. They were engraved. They were brought back down. I took them back to Vegas. I paid to have them all painted. I brought them in the barn for 8 years now.
So since then, some of the names aren't there. I would like to, and I don't know if I should just try and cover it in another expense somewhere, but I'd like to get some more material and a router, and I can make them myself and paint them myself.
The ones that need to be.
Ken Lynn had them routed. Right. I just donated the material, and then I had them painted.
Okay. Well, we've decreased our bottom line from, what, 32,000 to 24,000 in the hole, so I don't know, can we afford signage?
Well, you know, like I said, I could put bury that under something
rather
else.
Rather would be under tool.
Right. Mm-hmm. And wood would be under fencing. I mean,
that's creative, but
a lot of wood. A couple hundred bucks.
And again, it could be at the end of your kitty.
Well, and I have some of that decking. I have some of that decking from Cabin 2 left over that I can use.
Oh, they're my uniform. It's just a 1x4 and it's like a uniform. And that will cost $10.
Yeah.
I'll put that under the list of any
of
your
kitty
too. Okay.
Take care.
Yeah.
Huh? I was just looking at a router.
We'll talk about it.
That could be under the kitty. Yeah. All right, so nothing under signage for this year. All right, going down to vehicle expense. All right, repair other.
How does that differ from the Dodge, the Ford, the Kubota?
Trying to separate
them out this year, which is kind of difficult for me to go back to comparison because they're all lumped together. My rule of thumb is $1,500 a year per vehicle and that all. But now, which truck do we not have anymore, the Ford or the Dodge? I get confused. The Dodge is gone. All right.
Which is
and we only put $3,500 in repair this year.
Yep.
And then gave it away.
Stupid decision.
Now, does this constitute maintenance such as your brakes?
Everything.
Brakes,
oil changes, tires. All maintenance on it. Mm-hmm.
$500?
Yeah, and it's nothing. $500
no,
is nothing.
Not.
And I think I had last year on there $1,500, but they didn't want to leave it $1,500. I'm like, you're not going to get less than whatever.
Well, and we don't know what kind of vehicle we're going to get.
Yeah. But I'm thinking no less than $1,500 on each, but yeah, I only think that they would do last year.
And the Ford,
I guess I'm reasonable.
So roll the $500 from the Dodge into the $500 from the...
Yeah, we'll put $1,000 for the Ford right now.
It's a white one, the Ford? That's the GMC, isn't it?
We only have a GMC, but then we have a Ford van.
The Ford is the van.
Oh.
So wait a minute. What are
okay, so about? Where the Dodge is, let's put... Ford repair.
That we don't even do.
No. GMC.
The white truck is right below it. It's the white truck.
Is the GMC?
GMC is the white truck.
Okay, so I need to change that.
Okay.
Yeah, I will too. So GMC is in line 79, GMC repair, and that is the white truck. And I'll put $1,000 there.
And then the Ford repair... White truck is no.
That's the van. So that's a Ford van. We still probably need something in maintenance there. It's going to need something or other.
Yeah.
And we don't use it.
Okay. Did you roll it out?
No, because you may need that for something else going on up here. No?
Well, we might need it for the new vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm just putting the Ford van at zero right now. And then the top one, go back and put new vehicle. I should get one of those end of year. I don't think that would be brand new. End of year special with no interest.
Put it in the 14 budget.
Oh, that's what we're doing. I don't know what's going to come. I'm going to put it in 24,000 negative. All right. Should we come back to vehicle to the very end?
Yeah.
All right. Well, repair other would I don't know what that's from, but we always have it. It went for one of the trucks, any of the vehicles. Dash things to the GMC repair maintenance or leave it as repair other.
I think repair other is a good miscellaneous figure because it could be a combination of fixing any of them.
Yeah.
A small minor thing.
What I meant to say was we can go back to new vehicle later. Let's just keep going down the list, okay? All right, Kubota repair. I don't know if that's... I don't know anything about the voters.
I am grateful to have Joe on the board to be able to help us with these things because they need a specific guide.
I will tell you, the Kubota is going to need some front tires this next year at about $600 a piece.
So we need $1,200 for tires.
This is on the Kubota. That number, I think our estimate on the Kubota has always been like $3,000. And that's, you know, maintenance and everything kind of rolled into that. I don't. What if we spent on that?
The Kubota was blended in before, so like, I don't have a breakout for you.
I mean, we never bought tires. I bought tubes. You know, we broke a rim. Just normal wear and tear stuff. And I think it was at 3,000.
So, do you think we can adjust that number to 3,000 or
yes.
4? 3,000? Mm-hmm. And maybe since we've got so much of it fixed this year, it'll change that.
I should be able to fix the air conditioner next year. If you took it someplace, I would venture to say you'd spend dollars in parts and labor for it. I'll donate my time and I'll bring in my equipment, and I doubt the most parts we will need is more than $400 to $500. But I don't know that without looking at it, but that's my average truck air conditioner worker.
It's the same kind of
stuff. Yeah. I don't, the air conditioner's an air conditioner. Compressor's a compressor. Just because it's got a Kubota doesn't mean it's a Kubota compressor. You could change it to a General Motors or a...
We'll drop that down 1,000.
We can probably drop that down, yeah. I could probably pick up for under $500 total.
Which one are we at?
You said something about the
Kubota. Just for the air conditioner.
I already fixed
it. Oh, okay. Leave it at 3,000? Okay,
take $1,000.
The Rhino.
Four.
You got it. Yes.
The Rhino's fixed. The Rhino's running good. New tires on it.
Oh, one thing about the Rhino. If we need to replace that, or we want to replace that, I've got a friend wanting to get rid of them because they need to buy a four seater now. He's got a good Rhino, and I'll find out how much it is if when we need to go. Running good right now.
But they got the broken bolt out of the.
Everything's off. Fixed. It's done. It cost a ton.
You
of do money.
Manifold.
Yeah.
Other than, you know, some new tires maybe at the end of next summer, I don't see a problem with.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
They are very high maintenance. It's the only thing I don't like.
Not mine. Is yours high maintenance?
No.
You have a Rhino.
You have a Rhino 660?
Well, yeah.
You have a Rhino 660?
No.
Totally different animal.
Yeah.
I don't have a Rhino. Mine's just a...
Polaris.
Ours
is Polaris. Yeah. We have no problem with it.
Well, I've thought about getting rid of it, but it's so handy.
Well, or maybe exchange it for another one, but we'll address that when we need to then. So far, so good. All right, tractor grader. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah
tractor grader. Rhino repairs, good tractor. I put 2,000 in there.
You never know.
Yeah, it's been one year. Next year, it's like 100. I'm thinking.
Oh. Well,
probably not right.
And I have it kind of running really good. However, the battery's froze, and we need to buy new batteries.
Okay, you said you tried to jump in and it wouldn't start?
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Were you jumping through the batteries that were on it, or did you jump off the batteries that you were using to jump with?
I ran two trucks on both batteries, and straight. One was straight for the starter, and the other one...
Hey, talk about it later, Joe. Because
you can't go through a bad battery.
Right.
Okay. We got to go. You do it later. Okay, vehicle registration. We only have the... couple vehicles, the ATV and that, so 200 is good for that.
The just back up here for a second. The 2,000 for the tractor grader, we probably won't use it, but that's a good number to put there just in case we need to. And at the end of the year, it's always good to pull from that.
Gotcha.
Which, you know,
if we have to. Vehicle registration, oh, I guess we leave the 200 because we don't know what implement it's doing. Okay, water, annual dues. They're $275, Linda?
For the water and rural
water? Yeah. Is that every year?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then water training expense. Do we do any more? Like, do Paul and Robert have to go anymore?
Oh, they're going next month, yeah. But that's this year. Each year you go and renew.
Oh, each year. So
have some more training.
There's a thing in March.
So $500 again?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I didn't know if they had to go every year or not.
Like I did in up north, uh-huh. Stay with somebody. I think I might stay with somebody in St. George this time and save myself $300.
Okay. System maintenance and repairs. I think we leave that where it's at, $5,000. You know, that's always going to be.
Yeah. Oh, I'm thinking
water catchments.
Homeowners.
Oh.
I do not know how much this changes every year.
Water catchments depends on how much we do. I don't think we're having anything.
I'm missing page 4.
There's no page 4.
Okay.
They're getting warmer. And
men
are getting warmer.
Are you? Totally.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm like, there's no problem. No, why am I getting? I was just feeling this in my head.
System maintenance repairs. What the?
That's for your water stuff, all your cabins.
Water catchments. Isn't that one that they have to cross over to go to their place? Because that's one of the water catchments.
These people?
Mm-hmm.
Here's our averages.
What do you mean water?
Water catchment. We spent $4,600 in 2010, $4,000 in 2011, like a grand in 2012, a grand in 2000, oh, this year. So that's kind of like depending on what goes on.
Mm-hmm. What is it though?
Well, and I think this is, you know, redoing the vault this year. That was $1,500.
Well, but that's water. That's system maintenance.
Isn't water catchments like the Red Reservoir and the...
I'm up on
89. What?
System
maintenance. What's it got to do with me? Huh?
Oh, that's road maintenance.
Yeah, that's on.
So, okay. I put 2,500. It could be 1,000. It could be 500. It could be. I just went off of what was previous.
You could take 1,500 off of that.
Just go with 1,000.
Because that was a vault. Another thing that was out there.
No, the vault was under something different.
Vault underwater system.
Oh, so water systems maybe too high.
I think so.
That's the one that probably.
I think so.
Oh, you think with what we said on?
Well, he said the vault.
The vault was $1,500 alone.
But historically, 2010, $5,700, 2011, $6,100, 2012, we didn't have help then. This year, up to date, $3,200. We need $5,000 of that. It shouldn't cost that much.
Other than my repair on the. The year that it was a whole bunch, because I went through and put valves in at every cabin and isolation valves here and there.
Still, 2 years in a row, well, were $6,000, 2 years in a row. 2012, when Jeff and Ed were here, it was like $1,600, so a lot didn't get done. And now this year we're at 32, so.
That was mostly not so easy.
Chlorine?
Yeah, okay. So I think 5,000 is the safe number to stick with.
Well, I'm just looking at scraping numbers here.
I don't want to scrape the water.
Our catchment, I mean, that's $2,500. Let's talk about it.
No, 1,000. Oh, we need that down to 1,000.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. The roads and the water, we don't scrape.
Can I chime in here?
Yeah, you're still there.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you bet. I'm getting hungry, but I'm still here. Paul, what did cost to jack the well vault back up?
That was all $1,500.
Okay, that's a one time expense, Jody. That will never happen again.
Yeah.
The new valve, that was a one time expense.
But did you hear the historical data on the 2010 and 2011?
Right, but we've been improving. I mean, we've really been getting better, you know, and I think Paul would agree. Some of that money was because we were so far behind, and we're not quite that bad anymore.
You think, do you think yearly it will be a better rate? Like, can we be safe at $3,500?
What do you think, Paul?
$4,000
is a good number.
Okay.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it. I agree.
Here.
That's what I was
okay, thinking. Okay,
the two
agree that we
put do that it. Stuff in. Doesn't have to be done.
All right, and then, oh, we don't need any chlorine at all, do we?
No.
All right, we'll skip the $100 can take it off. Head date, does anybody know anything about head date this year? Would you know that?
The what?
Head date.
I know we need some work on some of them, but I don't think it's going to cost anything.
Okay, that's just your stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well,
I saw one line.
They all have some. There's one laying right here that needs to be bolted onto a culvert.
Yeah.
And then the one at half, the head gate in Hidden Reservoir, I think, has already been done.
It's just
right.
Okay.
Barn restoration? Is there anything that needs to be done? Are we going to paint it?
The barn?
Yeah.
Who's going to paint the barn? Paint it? With what?
I just was noticing the outbuilding seemed to be painted, but you know, I'm kind of looking at that.
The raw wood look.
Yeah, but
it should deteriorate.
Maybe some linseed oil. Maybe.
It needs to be.
I don't even know. If I carried that over from last year, okay, that was a project that we didn't do.
And they did do a lot of stuff over there. And
so, you want to adjust that number?
No, they don't have any time for doing anything with the barn.
So zero it out.
Zero.
Okay.
Even linseed oil, or is that
they've got linseed oil?
Cooking grills, we're going to zero that out.
No, not cooking grills.
Oh, you do. Okay.
That's going to go under academy.
Okay. Okay. I'm a little bit confused on the building because we had, I know Dave put one up there, but I didn't see any money. Yeah, over by the pond.
That finished?
Is there?
It's just got a cover.
To for cover and shade on that.
But I just need a net for
it. Net. Cover thing on the top.
By Kevin, three?
No.
Oh, three.
Oh, you said Kevin.
I know.
Put a net on top of that?
I wonder what was on the top.
If it's stones again, is it liable to tear it? It's come down to it and it doesn't.
It's already down, isn't it?
No. It's still up
there. No, it's
also down. Down. That last time I was here.
I think it's come down to it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Roll it up and put this up your way.
So we take.
You guys wanted to put up some more, didn't you?
Yeah.
I thought there was like one more that you were talking about putting it somewhere.
We'll leave it.
So did we say anything this year in Pavilion already? Today?
That's spring, whatever that's.
I have nothing here that we paid this year on that. So that is, okay, so that was just taken out of supply money or something?
I don't think we did. I don't think there was something that was just
okay, well, I guess we need it. Well, some of it that way is out then. So should we leave anything in there for 2000? What? Since our budget's so tight already, I say we skip it and take it.
Yeah.
Take it out.
Container. Really? 22 foot?
That is.
For a 20 foot. I thought we were talking about a 40 foot.
Okay. I don't know. I just wrote that in there. I didn't remember that.
40 foot would match the other 40 foot that's there.
And then we could do the shed
and
over.
And we can do the whole thing.
Is there anything you can do until we do get it to preserve those trusses that Mike?
I could probably take a tarp over there and cover, get a couple.
I'm saying I heard that they were starting to
really
be destroyed.
They really are.
And that's what they can put between the two 40-foot containers.
Mm-hmm.
But they're rotting.
They're wood and they're on the ground?
No. I put them up.
Okay.
Off the ground.
Okay.
They were.
Where am I?
The bottom ones.
Yeah.
But I discarded those off the ground and I could take some parts.
There's a guy down in, I saw this too, I've been looking. There's a guy down in Phoenix selling a Connex container, 40-footer office. Wiring, bathroom. I'm like, $5,000. I'm like,
geez, for all that extra stuff, and get a, because I know the other one's going to be about $4,000 for the 40 footer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, is that enough? And I'm thinking that's a 40 footer. Is that an option? It's like, but you could store stuff in it.
It's
we
insulated.
Could put our files, and it's insulated. And
well, Nancy wants to insulate it.
I can get the soda insulated. Unless I've got that in the playhouse mixed up. I'll look. Anyway.
So it could be used as a, like
office?
A laundry.
Yes. Well, I was thinking laundry.
Well, because we have the
cabinet.
Filing cabinet out there.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll look at that. I've got that in my thing. I'll look at
that.
So let's leave that one. Let's put a big star on that and go back at the end. Because that's on the same thing as the other one that we pressed up. We'll go back to. All right. So move. Oh, the ranch truck. We need a big star on that. And the rest is basically taxes.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see where
no,
I'm
it's not.
What are we missing?
Line 112 to 113. Yeah. Right there.
Oh, so sorry. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well,
how much have we cut so far?
We are down that route right now to, we're in the hole 19,000. So, we just cut 13,000 off the budget, baby. And I'm going to say it right here. I'm just get it on the table. I think a president's salary is ridiculous. It's not affordable. There's no reason to do it. And I'm going to fight to take it off. And I think that's worth fighting for.
I think that was the amount equivalent to our dues increase. So with that dues increase that each member had to pay, now we're paying a political
volunteer.
Right. And I don't think that the budget allows us to pay $6,000 for a voluntary position.
And I think other people would serve in that position without the $6,000 as mm-hmm. well. So I just don't think it's a reasonable request even
well,
to put
you
on there.
Look at where we have to make the cuts. Roads.
Oh, and we still have $20,000 worth of cuts to take. So if I pop that out, we're down to $13,000, which is so more workable. We're getting there. That's. I know. I think all of us here are on the same page on that.
No doubt about that.
I think we're going to look at a truck too at $8,000.
Yeah, so now our big ones that we need to go back and look at, and not that we can make any decisions on or anything like that, but to kind of brainstorm about it, is the...
Well, first of all, you can think of the first page of income.
Okay.
Is there something that we could do to help maintain the cabins?
The money.
People visiting the cabins for money coming in.
Extra income.
So can there be any income... That would offset the. I think you need to have a full board discussion.
Oh,
no.
We're just waiting for
it. I'm just saying, discussing that at the board meeting. No, I'm just saying that's something that should or could be brought. This is presented at the board.
Good. Yeah.
That's all.
That's any ideas on income. But to keep clear that. We can't reach for pie-in-the-sky stuff when we build the budget. It can't be like, well, we can, the neighborhood idea. The neighborhood idea was brought up last year. The whole during the rest of the year, never heard a word about it. And yes, it would be good to get neighborhoods involved in their own and pitch in money towards their own, but we can't count on that happening when we know it might not happen. So we have to make sure whatever we put in here is something that is tangible. Okay. So we need to talk about the truck, the container, and I don't have to talk about any of those things when we don't have, when we're still $13,000 over budget. So we basically know the cost of the 40-foot container is around $4,700 plus transport. And then the new vehicle thing. So, at this point, I guess at this point we think this is all with this. Look at it, go through it in our heads and see what else I think of. And then they can do, the rest of the board can do this during the next month. We'll give the table to this and they can do it. And then next month go through and make more cuts and more decisions on this if we've missed the numbers on any of these categories. I think we're really close.
Well, next time we get access to general meeting, the November meeting, if you want the budget to come out with the big time. That is
at the Zion Bank, yeah.
Yeah, and that's doable. After I get all the information at that meeting, I can compile it. But I can't wait 2 weeks after the meeting to compile it and get it in. So they don't have to go do this. Okay.
Hey, Jody.
Yes.
Send me and anybody else, probably Brent, anybody who's interested, send us your edited worksheet. You know, you're down to a different total, of course, than I have. And let's kick this around, you know, via email or whatever. I mean, you know, let's keep working on it. There's no reason to have another, where are we at? We're almost at 5 hours. You know, we should be able to resolve some of these things. One thing that comes to mind is that, you know, there's nothing, we don't want to cut anything. I hear that. But can we get by for another year without another container, for instance?
Yeah, things like that.
You know, I mean, the thing is, the truck, that to me, the thing that rises to the top of the pile right now is the truck.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You know, so there's just a couple of simple things. It's like, can we get by, you know, we got truck on one hand, another 44 container on the other. I say we just postpone that, you know.
I agree, yes, that's a good point.
So anyway, but let's keep talking.
So we need to find... Yeah, and I think we need to find room in the budget for the truck and then shave off. Well, some of the stuff we have to shave off might come from end-of-year leftovers, if we're so fortunate, which I figure we'd have 12.
So are you saying that we could count any carryover as income for next year?
Like I said, I count it to be about 12, but again, I don't know when those surprises are coming in for the rest of the year.
Okay.
But... that's what I figured. So that might lend enough money to cover the negative balance that we have on this budget. And then we just need to think of a way, whether we finance or whatever, to come up with a truck, a vehicle, a ranch vehicle.
Okay.
And everything would be covered. Pretty much.
One other thing that you may want to consider, and it's just a small amount right now, but there is probably around $2,000 in this year's income that is for next year's budget.
It's in here already?
Yeah. Because it's a negative. It shows negative on there because there's no bill for a couple of our members who are assessed and stuff like that.
So for sure, you
know. How about you know the thing now? So
it's for the bank now, it's on our numbers now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
so that's the $2,000. For next year, but still, that's gonna go into this number here. That's in this number here. That's already projected in there.
Yeah, it is. But we need to be careful.
Oh, okay. So we'll end up with about maybe 10,000 at the end of the year, depending.
Yes.
Thank you. You and I can go over the tax part later.
Okay.
I pulled out what I remember, so I'll do question marks. We can go over that.
I'm just paying later.
No, that's fine. It's fine.
Well, good meeting, guys. We went through it all.
Workshop.
I'm going to close off the recorders now.
Workshop.
Okay. Before we do, we just held a 5-hour meeting over Skype, so this is a really good thing for meetings going forward at the ranch.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of spent a lot of time working it out this summer, 3 or 4 visits, changing equipment around, and it looks like it's paid off.
Thank you, man.
So if you're done, I'm going to hang up.
Yep.
Have a great afternoon.
Let's keep kicking the Excel spreadsheet around between us, though, and figure it out. I think we're close enough that we can do that now.